Cash, if you want to out some new music from Florence and the Machine, the cool thing is, I mean, their album's not out until next month, but they got a bunch, right, including some it's what, it's kind of mad.
Hello, my name is Maria.
Hello?
And I'm here to tell you about ASMR.
Just checking the volume on
this. Is their phone.
Sensory. Your radiant response.
I acify this fire.
What up, juggalos? What up, juggalos?
Oh boy, you woke up to woke thumbs up.
I did it, but oops.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
There's no reason to cry, dude.
My eyes can't get any redder.
Awesome.
Like a mission of awesomeness.
What's going on here?
Acting going on in here.
Never surrender.
Sit down and...
Oh, that's so wimpy. Come on, give it all you got. Go!
Let me preface this.
I know it. I know it.
I've been having a lot of sex with you.
What?
Ultra huge on this.
I saw at least.
Wow.
Oops.
That can happen. Local disc jockey is in Florida this evening.
No mistake to tase me in potential.
Going bathroom in the driveway is not nice.
Oh, humiliating.
Food problem.
Shut up, home. Shut up. Prepare.
He had some alcohol.
There's a punch. A swing.
He's not a fighter. He's a lover.
Will she go in the midget?
Yanked off the air yesterday following some questionable remarks.
Well, I don't want to go. That rain day ain't cold.
Siegel off at the expense of others.
No one's ever sent me a nude selfie before.
Showed him up again.
Unfortunately, I planned on doing a selfie.
He'll cross the line when he started with a colostomy bag.
Funny is that?
That's pretty funny.
I'm so much older.
What do you do when you go to work?
Art. Fun.
I'm not incompetent. You're incompetent.
You've
had a stupid
concert.
Oh,
no.
Oh, damn.
Where can I get
some marijuana?
Excuse me?
With my book.
I'm about as politically correct real turd in a...
That weird little kid.
Did you vote for me for employee of the month? No. Doesn't matter. I still won.
What? Is this evil? Okay, then. The words three. Terminate. Habaloo. Goodbye to Texas. Courtesy of Texas. Goodbye to Urge. And why? Good luck to them dear old Texas Aggies. They is the boys who knows how to fight. The eyes of Texas is upon you. Yes, Lord. That is the song they sang so well. It sounds like hey. Bye to Texas University. Now for the Aggies. Look here. Chicka wigga, chicka bone. Chicka digga doo, chicka da. Hugga doo doo. It me.
ring, your phone number for everything. 866-866-25468. Hello,
Hi. Hi.
Hey, how are we today? Feel good, huh?
Yeah. I feel like I've been beaten up. Kaylee said the same thing.
Body's a little...
You know what? That's when you just got... You got to kick it into overdrive, Diane. That's where you do... What's up here? No, mind. What's down here? Matter. That's where you got to start working it. You can't even say it. And by the way, what's up? You got to be out again late tonight. You got a hockey game that you got to get through.
You do.
Although, I was looking forward at the calendar. I should book something up for this weekend.
Well, it hasn't been enough time with you guys.
Ready for a little bit more?
Nope.
Because
I'm booked this weekend. I can't do anything.
What if this weekend is the real opportunity that milkshake spills and there's actually didn't go all over Diane?
So close. I had quickly.
That would have been a full-on mess. It was busy, though. That was a good weekend. I got everything done. I got everything but one thing that I wanted to get done.
What did you miss?
I mean, I know everybody says that, but it's that's how Floyd doesn't go out and try to punish the hell out of anybody anymore. But that was the only thing that I missed, that I sell for it.
I didn't even think about it until the next day.
How did you not think about
it? By the time we got home and winded down, I was like, I'm going to go to bed early. I didn't think about it.
I blame one of the kids was like, Dad, I haven't seen you in weeks. Will you just lay down with me? And I was like, yeah, sure will. And in my mind, I was like, this is great. I'll get him upstairs. I'll go down. I'll pay for the goddamn pay-per-view, which I was
pissed. You could download it illegally everywhere.
Because, I don't want to say who it was.
No.
Mm-hmm. I talked to more people about the fight illegally than got the fight legally. 4-2. Four people I talked to got just, finding a way to get it, which then I felt stupid because I was like, well, I would have had to pay for it because I don't know where I'm going. And then I talked to two people. First time, like, went to a party where somebody bought the fight.
Mm-hmm.
And so then everybody just brought, like, beer and liquor and the whole deal about it. But that thing from over the weekend that I missed, and that bummed me out. Although, based on everything that you heard, I did see a lot of pictures of when we were out at Kerfuffle yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Seth went to the fight.
He went?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He took one of his kids and he went to the fight. And at one point I was like, dude, how much were those tickets? And I was like, that's all you do for him. Sure, somebody took care of him. I mean, if all you do is
free or face value.
I'm sure you, Seth, please, not face value.
Oh, was he on one of those private planes you saw all over McCarran Airport?
You know, it didn't sound like it based on his discussion of getting back yesterday afternoon. So I saw him. First of all, he had great seats. Yeah, he had great seats, but he was showing me pictures. Said it was unbelievable.
All like beyond.
He saw them like walking.
Oh,
wasn't that close? That close.
Okay.
But he could buy. But you know who sat at the end of his at the end of the row that he was sitting on?
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, because he said his kid went to get an autograph or a picture of Ndamukong Su. Ndamukong Su wouldn't look at him. So his son, like
college.
Like he's an adult. So he walked over there and was like, said hi. Wait, it was like it was well before. It wasn't like. Everybody was making their entry into the ring. It was downtime. And so he went, excuse me, Mr. Sue, take a picture. And Ndamukong didn't even look at him. Nothing.
Okay. Well, no surprise.
Oh, we're busy.
You just like you're sitting there.
Well, that's all they were doing was sitting there. But it was like fashion night. He showed me some of the best outfits that I've ever seen.
Well, obviously, people talking about Beyonce.
I don't even know that I saw her. Her and
the
Jay,
red,
her and
red dress.
I don't know that I saw her tigs.
When the Tyson fight,
right.
People were dressed
to the nines. Yeah. Exactly.
And that was of time.
Whoa.
Last row.
No. Not for Tyson. We weren't in the last row for Tyson. We had decent seats. Okay.
I wouldn't say decent. We're somewhere in between.
George Foreman when he fought Tommy Gunn.
Sorry.
Yeah, no.
But I know, because you're your head against the wall.
Not even bleachers on top of the last row of bleachers. Okay. Hey, what do you want for $375? No. When we went to Tyson, we had good mid levels.
Yeah,
we were good for
medium.
That. Everybody dresses up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like Seth had a.
You wouldn't dress up for a fight.
I didn't dress up for Tyson. No, I think I had on shorts and a t-shirt.
Oh boy.
You treated it deserved.
Thank you. And I know when I went and saw George Foreman against Tommy Gunn, But listen, there was no chance they were going to catch a camera on me unless they're in the wall. No, no, not Jewish kid. But the, no, definitely, I'm not dressing up for that. But yeah, he was showing me, and everybody, every new thing is, now, this buddy walks around with a, around, not fight pillow, flight pillow.
Like a Bucky?
Yeah, yeah, Bucky. Everybody was walking the...
Who's everybody? Like three people did that.
Everybody, no, he showed me pictures. Everybody had them. Everybody walked.
So those are like the new Beats by Dre.
He said everybody was walked with Bucky, so I got to get one now.
Okay.
I have to be in, Diane. The
we all have them. We bought them before.
I didn't. I don't have one.
She didn't need one.
No,
we made fun of you.
I think you actually had a person who held your neck
actually,
the whole flight.
No, that's not true. I had a stewardess who sat with her legs around my neck. To rest my legs on my head on her.
Wouldn't be caught dead with one. Don't, Diane's trying to make it seem like I own one.
Wait,
I would not be caught.
They
are so freaking ugly.
Well, you better tell everybody on the Vegas Strip because that's all everybody's wearing. Walking around with their Buckies.
The people who were dressed to the nines. Just because you are.
Okay, that's fine. But they had a Bucky that went around their neck, like in a paisley color or like some kind of striped thing or something.
I was trying to see the photos. Is he sure?
Sure. They were not pictures on the plane. Well, that's what he called them, and that's what they look like. He showed me them. That's what it looked like. And you know what would have fit in? If I would have worn that on Friday night, that would have fit in.
But then it would have smelled like vape.
All right, now I feel like you're getting ahead on the schedule. I'm getting into vaping that. I'll get into that a little bit later. But I felt like that was the only, big thing from the weekend that I missed. Was just the fight. I didn't see the derby, but I'd be.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, like, to record. And then I guess all four, of your winners, so you had the American Pharoah one. Hope I'm not spoiling. And then, who was the second place horse?
Yeah.
Like that? And then the third place guy was the soccer owner dude, Dortmund. Three of them have already confirmed for in a couple of weeks. So you'll get all three of them there. But the derby was okay. I mean, it was good race.
I mean, I'm sure
it was exciting.
Not happy. I mean, even though it didn't conflict, I think there was so much attention that normally would have been got taken away for the fight.
170,000 people. I don't know what the population of Louisville is, but they had 170,000 people at that track.
Yeah.
And it blew it away by like five.
Didn't it set like the highest TV ratings?
Highest TV ratings. Ratings that I
just
that
feel
I
like
I saw.
Everybody was talking about the fight. I didn't hear that many people being stoked for the Derby.
Yeah, that every year. Yeah. By the way, you want a little what? I'll give you a dollar if you get it. You ready?
Dollar? That means like it might...
Five. Okay. Here we go. You ready? So it was the highest rated Kentucky Derby. Maybe it is since the 90s, but
maybe they've gone back and...
Modern. Highest rated Kentucky Derby.
Yeah.
What city had the highest ratings? Let me give you what I'm talking about. If you look at the NFL draft, it was the lowest rated draft ever. But Cleveland was the highest rated city.
They do soccer too. Okay. I'm aware of this.
Okay. Congratulations to Chelsea. Did they win it?
Question mark.
Did they win it?
Yeah, it's not over. They clinched it.
Yeah, but they're in. It's like when Matt Kenseth won the Sprint Cup title midway through.
It's a big lose fight.
All right.
So which city?
Highest rated Derby TV city.
I'm going to go with Chicago.
Chicago. Diane, would you like to change?
Louisville.
Okay, everybody in Louisville was at the race. They don't watch it on TV. You're going to go. I'm not going to influence you. I just know that that's $5 that you're not. Carrie, I got to remember. Okay. Highest rated city here being DC. No, Richmond, Virginia.
Yes.
Highest rated TV city in the country for is good.
Oh,
yeah. No, that's pretty good. And then I feel like, the other two things that I feel like I need to mention as we get going. I just started with it. May the 4th.
Yep.
I already talked to Star Wars Scott. Got that out
already?
Of the way. Yeah. And then the big breakup was the other big news from over the weekend. Tiger. How about that?
So they just really
3 years.
I don't know if it's been that long or we just didn't hear about it.
No. When was the thing that Elon
the scandal blew up?
How long, Kaylee? 5 years ago? He's been messed up that long. He's been a horrible golfer for five. But she, remember, broke his tooth. And his concentration.
Tiger Woods and the Faithful Thanks 2009.
Oh.
That's the headline.
Wait, 2009? That would go. Ooh, boy. Well, he's been garbage since then. And then the,
What'd they say? I mean, did they issue statements?
Yeah, they did. They both, well, she went Facebook, he went website.
Not how did they issue them?
They issued a statement. They were very similar. And they both said that they have hectic schedules.
Mm-hmm.
Which I don't know at all. She's been in like 2 ski tournaments, and he doesn't golf anymore. Like, he does a couple of them. What's so hectic together? So I don't know what's so hectic in their life. Must be really hard flying private to go see each other.
Yeah.
By the way, it's the greatest setup ever. You have a hot-ass girlfriend who's famous. She's got her own money, so you know she's not digging. And you don't have to see her all the time. And when you have a private plane, had that problem. How great would that
be? Elon's, like...
No, didn't she marry that old man?
Oh, I don't think she married.
Did she marry him?
No. There was some very wealthy guy that
wasn't he like an oil sheik or something like that?
I think it was.
I think it was.
A sheik?
Yeah, it's like some, wasn't she dating some real oil?
Nile Rodgers.
Dating some really rich old guy?
I remember.
And then she broke up with him and then was dating like some young buck or something like that.
From August of last year, his name's Chris Klein, not the Chris Klein that everybody wants to think of.
Right. From American Pie.
Billionaire.
Billionaire, that's it. Because remember we were talking about, you can't go down from Tiger.
He is 55.
Yeah.
Like 20
together?
No.
They broke up
last summer.
Yeah, and now she's dating like a caddy or something.
What?
No, isn't she dating like some young, maybe he's a ball boy. Like some young guy.
Ball boy?
No.
I thought you said cappy. I mean, caddy is barely there too, but compared to Tiger, but...
She's dating like a ball boy for something.
She's dating old Tiger's old caddy. Caddy with the walrus. Knox Stadler.
I don't know who Craig
Stadler.
Stevenson.
No. Before the
did
one
I get
who
that
went
right? Was his caddy Stevenson?
I know you're talking about the one who went on to like bash Tiger, who went to caddy.
Adam Scott.
Adam
Scott. That's right. Because Kaylee wanted to have sex with him. Not Adam Scott, the caddy. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know who she's with now. She may have walked out
of the split with Tiger.
Yeah. Hi, Elliot. Good morning.
Steve Williams.
Chris Klein.
I'm sorry. Say again.
I actually know Elon's ex-husband, Chris.
The billionaire.
Yeah.
Wait, he's from Virginia.
Yeah, he's from a small town out in West Virginia. And, my dad grew up with him.
Is he a nice dude?
He's got a boat down in Miami with a submarine on it.
I'm sorry, he has a boat? Of course he does. So he's got a boat with a submarine?
Yeah, it's like a little attachment that comes in the back. It's pretty
cool. Old man talked to him about Elon?
Oh, yeah. Like, they hung out together, going out to dinner before. It's pretty cool.
So you're dating Elon?
Yeah.
She a person? Of course she is.
All right.
Hey, Dad's buddy, take her down in the submarine?
No, he hasn't gone down in that, but he's been on the boat, hung out with him before.
God, that's awesome. Let him go, hey, Paris. Get on it. That's awesome.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, they can have a street on the street from Tiger's old town. I'm just rubbing his face.
Jesus Christ. I have those problems.
You're not
the, amen, dude. Amen. All right, bro. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Thank you.
Thanks, bud.
You got it, dude. We'll talk to you later. All right, listen, we got a ton of stuff that we got. Stuff you got today. Very, very busy. We also have a slight change of plans. Do this. Take a quick break. We'll come back and lay everything out next.
Elliot in the morning.
Credible is getting a ridiculous deal on an insanely delicious 3-course dinner at It's our new fire and ice dinner menu with the spicy balancing act of the best starting at $19.99. Start this 3-course flavor journey with a salad. Then pick from 5, including our cold water lobster tail from the waters. Yes, succulent lobster tail for just $19.99. Or try the fire grilled fire pot in a sauce that's so good it's dynamite. Into something more carnivorous? Try our grilled lamb chops that are so tender and perfect they'll have you one I've ever invented. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even close. Because just when you think more incredible, it does with our new... It's like getting a present in a present. Dinner, salad, your choice of 5 entrees and dessert. All starting at $19.99. This incredible deal won't last. Incredible, serve daily. Celebrate Mother's Day. Make a reservation. Make a reservation now at Bonefish Grill.
There is a city. Your side of crime thrives.
There's a war. There will be chaos. Or a job for nice guys.
But boom. There is also hope.
People of Gotham deserve to
Legendary villains.
Call me the new queen of Gotham.
Heroes.
You have no idea.
Gotham season finale. Don't miss the last 5 minutes that will change everything. Then the following tonight on Fox.
Tonight, starting at 8 on Fox Richmond. TV 35, Cable 11, Digital Cable, and Cable 213.
And for 10, Richmond's full hour. Breaking news.
Investigations.
First with tomorrow's headlines.
Police are still looking.
First with weather forecast.
Tomorrow for a strong thunderstorm.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
I'm Diane Walker. Thanks for joining us.
And at a better time. Watch Fox News at 10. The right time.
Tickets are in Mark Music Festival. 2 days and all for a cause. The National Mall. With over 40 artists, including Alt-J, Churches, Fatmio, Band of Horses, The War on Stra, Nate Ruth, and many more. September 26th and 27th in West Potomac Park, Washington, D.C. Buy tickets and see the full lineup at Lent, presented by the Trust Fund. Sponsored by Miller Lite.
If your oil filter is R-48, but can only recall that your wedding anniversary is sometime in June, Quest Auto Parts is for you. Or Car Quest Auto Parts is for guys who really know and can care about their car. Now at Car Quest, get 5-quart high mileage motor oil and a Car Quest Standard Series filter for $23.99. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Details.
Hey, Richmond, let Richmond help you say goodbye to winter with a refreshing new juice flavors. Stop in and shop a variety of vaping products and now offering over 80 unique flavors. Veteran Vapors and will you find a combination of that to receive 15% off your purchase of $25 or more. Owned and operated by Back to the Community. Veteran Vapors of Ashland, located on Route 1. For more info, call 299-2990. Follow us on Facebook, vapors.net.
Morning, welcome to Burger King.
Morning, I like a croissant witch.
Try saying
croissant witch.
Now say muffin.
No, that's boring.
$4 only at Burger King. Restrictions.
Your feet put in a hard day, and that's exactly how they feel and smell. Elevated insole controls sweat and odor. Hey, stop sweat and odor while experiencing cushioned comfort. Wear your shoes and use them off with confidence.
Tired of hearing those guys tell you they can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance? Call us. I say, nobody beats the insurance.
Fuel points at your neighborhood Kroger this Friday. Download the fuel coupon or call. Exclusions apply. See store for details or visit Kroger.com/summerfuel. Great food. Low prices at Kroger.
Son of Rich of Richmond traffic. Assault vehicles on the right shoulder now between 9 Mile Road and 95 and 295. No current collision stalled vehicles or delays on the 288 or the downtown.
Radio goes one-on-one with Atlas Genius on the current state of music.
That's the great. It was like a really healthy time in that love. They're just pulling influences from wherever. It's kind of not kind of like, you know, Ted had to have two guitars, drums and bass, and you couldn't touch synthesizers. You couldn't really stray from that line. Whereas now it's kind of, you can do that and you can also zen, you can be happy, you can be sad. A good time in music.
Keep listening to iHeartRadio for more Atlas Genius and all your favorite artists.
Now, back to more on XL102.
Busy one today to get the week going.
Busy.
A little bit later on, I have tickets for you to go to the Rockstar Mayhem Festival. Slayer, King Diamond, The Devil Wears Prada. That should be good. Also, tickets for the Landmark Music Fest. That's The Strokes, Alt-J, Churches, Drake. So that'll come up the end of September.
All this week, I will give you tickets.
Also, all this week, you will win tickets to go to the... We'll do that a little bit later on, and then every day this week. This week it's four. So today we'll do both. We're back. So today you'll get tickets tonight. Capitals and Rangers. The series comes to D.C. after New York. So I do have tickets for you to go to Game 3. That is tonight. Now keep in mind, what's today? Monday? Wednesday is Game 4. So I'll give you tickets for Game 3 tonight, and then we'll do tickets tomorrow for Game 4. And then we got to start playing it by ear a little bit. Tickets. I pick for game three. Obviously, they win game one yesterday against Atlanta. In Atlanta tomorrow, they come home. I'd like to stretch that out. Friday for game three against Atlanta. So every day this week, your playoff tickets. Of course, playoff tickets are on sale. You can go to WashingtonWizards.com, TuneInCats.com. It's available for tonight or for Wednesday. Tickets for today and for the week. Care of. Now, we told you that ex-ambassadors were going to be playing this morning. You're going to have to erase that or just use an arrow and move it to tomorrow, maybe. So let's use that arrow in pencil. Well, they're broke down in New Jersey. Having a yard sale on the side of the road. I get out all over the place. They're drunk. So apparently their vehicle broke down in New Jersey. See? And like a call or something. I don't know what the deal is. So we're trying to get that done for tomorrow. So again, you don't want to ink that in, but let's pencil that in for tomorrow. And we'll see what happens.
But I believe that bill is on. I don't want people to think, oh, wait, so they're not coming to the area.
Oh, no. They can get from New Jersey to D.C. They just can't.
The rental place. That's the reason.
Yeah, no. They'll be able to make the show. The rental place will open later this morning. In a couple of able to make the show easily tonight, under the no-calls, but I would assume they'll get a U-Haul and they'll be there, and that'll be fine. So yeah, no, I would assume a hotel tonight, which is solely fine. It's just the morning part of it. That could be a little bit of, that is a sun that they won't be able to make. So ex-ambassadors will push to see if we can get them.
Today.
Yeah. Well, you know what I meant. I'm very tired. They won't be here today. They may be here tomorrow. But yeah, the show is a go. I wouldn't even worry about it. Let's get into some news, please.
Two men shot and killed by police outside an art exhibit of Muhammad cartoons yesterday evening after driving and firing at a security guard suffering non-life-threatening injuries. He was shot in the leg. This was at the Curtis Colwell Center. Last night, a bomb squad was at the scene to check out the reports that the vehicle driven by the attacker contained explosives, but those two men in the car were shot dead. Investigation out in Garland, Texas is continuing. Baltimore's mayor is lifting an overnight curfew in the hopes that the anger over the death of 25-year-old has subsided. As part of it, she toured the Mondawmin Mall, which reopened for the first time since all of the looting a week ago, saying seeing that the mall was able to bounce back so quickly makes it stick.
It's such a dramatic difference from where it was on my grateful it's the of our city.
Now, not all the stores are back in business, obviously. Some still closed, continue to clean up and or restock. According to police in Baltimore, 400 made during last week's demonstrations, and then 113 police officers also injured police. They also got hose at the CVS.
The guy that was wearing the mask.
Yeah.
Oh, so they got him.
They were able
good.
able to arrest him over the weekend. A week after an earthquake hit Nepal, 7,000 people, there was 100...
Dude, how about that?
...old village about 50 miles northwest of Kathmandu. They say he was rescued reporting that he suffered only minor injuries to his ankle and his
hand.
Dude,
great. He's 101.
I mean, the other stories, there was obviously the baby in his 20s. There was also somebody who was a teenager.
Teenager.
Well, they've got age on their side through the worst of the worst. But this man's 101.
Unless at 101, you just don't know. At 101, I don't know how you survive that.
That you don't
101?
Yeah.
Most people don't live to 101. 101.
No.
That man was in three.
So, ankle and hand injuries, minor in nature, brought to the helicopter. They said his condition was
unbelievable. It's unbelievable.
Another worldwide story over the weekend. Kate Middleton and Prince William, the pride to a new baby girl. We don't know her. I guess as
I thought everybody was saying it's Diana.
No, well, I mean, obviously people are saying.
What's the other one? Alice
or Charlotte are the.
Oh, Alice makes me. It's Alice?
Alice Wonder.
That's a character, Diane. That's not a real person.
You're right. Alice from the Brady Bunch.
Okay. Oh, wait.
And B. Davis, R.I.P.
Alice's Restaurant. Not Alice's Restaurant.
That Alice Guthrie song? Or
no, that's the song. No. What was the TV show with Dingy?
Alice.
Alice,
that was just
right.
Alice.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
That's who everybody goes to. Big sitcom fans.
Oh, I feel like we're doing
Mel's Diner.
I feel like we're doing Google Feud. I keep famous Alice's. Alice. Well, I mean, if we're going to go with famous middle names, my mom's middle name is Alice.
Oh, that was my next guess.
Phyllis Alice?
Really?
Swear to God.
roll off the tongue.
I can't name any other famous Alice.
So, but I guess Agatha Mary, they're going to wait till the Queen meets the baby before they release the name. Because, you know, a baby girl was born, here's her weight, that's it, everything's fine.
Right, so you'll meet the Queen, and then that guy will come out again tell everybody the town crier. That's awesome.
Tyler was saying...
Tyler's all up to speed on this dude. What's his, he's
zero
not,
connection.
Well, he's all over the news.
Yeah, this thing. But he'll also, and out there posing for photos.
So,
he's in charge of like a guild of criers, but he's unofficial. He's the family.
But the royal family let him be like the
I
official.
The police let him yell that thing.
Did he do it from like the palace or something?
No, the wing, where we were on Saturday in Richmond.
Oh.
They let him walk up there.
Oy-yay!
He screams, rings his bell.
Hoyay!
That's it.
Hoyay.
Oh, a baby is born.
Sounds a little bit more royal English.
Hockney. What'd you say, like, all of, like, the, like, you could take a picture of him with, like, the kid's announcement or something like that?
Yeah, from back when he did. He hangs out. He's essentially a Chinese theater, a Gorman Shiner guy.
Oh, so he dresses up like a...
That's what he dresses up as.
He's not like Darth Vader.
That's awesome,
though. He gets a picture taken with Spider-Man.
That's pretty cool. Town crier.
For her husband, Andy Roddick, expecting their child together. She put the bump picture out on Instagram. They've been married since 2000. Labor Day TV More, the muscular dystrophy telethon, announcing, or the association continuing the telethon, the origins of which trace back to the...
There's no more muscular dystrophy association?
They're not going to do that. Because, I mean,
hadn't they whittled it down?
It used to be all weekend, and then a hour thing that ABC would air over the last couple of years.
Right.
And it's not...
That with a night viewing, though. So wait, so they scrapped it?
Yeah. I mean, I guess, you know, they realize the ship has sailed.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that's kind of a tradition.
And people just don't watch it.
Okay, but the thing,
they can still...
65
is it actually, over $2 billion. So, I mean, obviously, they still... I get the stuff in the mail all the time. They still send you actual...
I haven't gotten any of that.
But, you know, obviously, it's not like they're scrapping.
It might not fill in the boot anymore?
Oh, no, I'm sure that they're still going to have, like, the firefighters on the medians, and they're going to have...
The president of the Southland Corporation is
7-Eleven, obviously,
that
does something.
That was his big TV gig.
I think
every
so.
7-Eleven. So that's gone?
Yeah.
Entertainment news, then Tiger and Eva. Scratch that. Tiger and Lindsay.
What about that?
The end of the muscular dystrophy. People know the MDA telethon, then
thought it had already ended because they missed that 45 minutes that has been broadcast. And
that's true.
Over 2 years. 45 minutes.
Yeah.
So, it was a half hour.
So what is, what's Third Eye Blind gonna do? Didn't they play it every year? Or am I sure?
Yeah, you played it every year. Three Dog Night.
Oh, did they of it? Out of respect for Jimmy, no telethon. That means there's a hole for somebody to come.
9-year-old Jerry Lewis, I guess, on the announcement.
Oh, well, he hates them anyway.
No. Avengers Age of Ultron, 8th highest domestic debut of all time after it made $187 million for the weekend. Its press back in 2012 still hold on at $207 million. New Sofia Vergara. Suit.
Oh.
What?
I don't know if I know anything about that.
You may have seen them making the rounds on television during the last week.
I don't feel like I've seen anything. Yeah, but I don't watch Ellen, so I don't feel like I've seen...
It's not just on Ellen. They have been everywhere.
Is it a scary movie?
No, it's like a buddy comedy.
Oh. It looks scary, but... It looks terrible.
It's weird because
Reese Witherspoon and
Sofia Vergara. Reese Witherspoon won an Oscar, you know, to see her do something.
Okay,
I can't take her seriously anymore after her Rhodes Eye thing. I really can't.
Oh, where she was the
highest. I actually know who I am. Like, I
oh,
can't.
Oh, okay.
I have zero respect for love for her. I was the biggest Legally Blonde fan.
I don't think of her as an Oscar winner. I mean, good for her. She won an Oscar.
Or Walk the Line, the Johnny Cash movie.
Yeah, okay. But still, I still think of her like Tyler said, Johnny movies.
But she went wild. That was, I think it was, that one of the ones for Best Picture this past?
It's like the hitchhiker lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Didn't see it.
Horrible scene. She lost a toenail. Can't think about it. Yeah. Anyway, also tonight, David Letterman, A Life on Television by Ray Romano. So they're going to go back to the origins of Dave's time, first starting weatherman up until obviously his show is starting to wind down to be on the 20th of this month, and then Montage of Heck is airing tonight, premiering on HBO.
Oh, that's right. That's right. The Cobain show. Watch that. That's really good.
Fell to the Rangers over the weekend in series, comes back to Verizon Center. Game 3 tonight, so they are tied at one game all.
I'll take that all day.
Also, Detroit Red Wings coach Mike Babcock saying they're not going to make any decisions about his future with the team, wants to sit down and have a chat.
And watch the price go up.
Nationals back home tonight to kick off a series with Miami. You reminded us several times over the weekend. 660.
Dude. Winner in Boston. Boston fans booed the hell out of him. You know who didn't care? First place, cared less.
Apparently, they have no intention of giving him his $6 million.
No, Cashman says that because they don't have the general manager, since they don't have the ability to market it as part of the contract. A-Rod, to his credit, said, I'm here to play baseball.
Tampa 4-2 as they wrap up that series with the Rays in Tampa. NBA, Bradley Beal scoring 28. John Wall added 18 to beat the Hawks 104-98 to take game one of that series. Game two will be tomorrow in Atlanta. Dale Jr. to yesterday's race at Talladega, race aggressively for the win. He did that, picking up his first win of the season. Sixth win at Talladega, but 2004, choking back tears as he climbed out of the car.
It's just real emotional. Real emotion. Long time. It was my daddy's birthday a couple days ago. He's just so good for me.
Very emotional. Like he was saying, he went on to say, like, how good he feels, really blessed because everything is
blessed.
So great. Right? And aim, you're like tight, like tight, rock solid. Right. Things real good for him.
Good for him. Thank you.
He is still up tweeting if you want to.
So he's hammered. He probably was at the track. I love everybody. Titty baby.
Now that the Derby is done, everybody looking forward. Top three will be there. Derby and Faro won the Derby.
Iron I don't Mines. Know anything about horses, but the leg muscles on the back leg, Jesus Christ. Powerful as hell.
Well, all those horses are powerful.
Is it made like, is that horse small?
I mean, like,
shit. Say that to me.
Like, or maybe you just remember the legends is so big. Big Brown, and can't think of other horses.
Big Brown? Was that one?
Big Brown was a horse, Tyler. Yeah. Because remember, make a Big Brown.
Trying to think of the ones who ended up getting taken out on the track.
That was Sleigh Bells or something like that. When you think of all those other horses,
yeah,
I don't know anything about horse racing. But I feel like it's small. It's like small in stature. Like it's not as big as like all those other monster horses are. But I'll tell you what, the legs on that thing. Right. That's a nice looking horse.
American Pharoah.
Yep.
Firing line and dormant off for the Preakness. Like you said, attendance record at 170,515.
That's amazing.
In Louisville this year.
That is amazing.
Is a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
Awesome. And when two great things are combined to tackle baseball, beer snow cones, chocolate covered steak. It decided to take their emergency diamond sale and their 2-for-1 watch sale and combine them into one sale. It's going to be awesome and amazing. Isn't it awesome? Well, imagine a gorgeous supermodel with the personality of a Labrador Retriever. Pretty awesome and amazing, huh? Well, that's not nearly as awesome and amazing as an opportunity to buy our Seiko or Citizen second one free. Combined with a diamond sale giving you 30% off and 50 mountings. It's one sitting. 8-off jewel sale and 2-for-1 watch sale is going on now. Located in the Ridge Shopping Center, Parham and Quiaca. Relax, we'll make you happy. Visit 8offjewelers.com. Not include Simpson's signature.
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
To Elliot, 8635-5466. first-time winners, call me right now, please. I have tickets for you. I will get you into the Rockstar Mayhem Mamble. Taking place on July the 24th. You'll see Slayer. You'll see Hell Yeah. You'll see The Devil Wears Prada. And a whole bunch more. Call me right now. The tickets are yours. 866-2-ELIOT. 866-2-3-2-5-5-4.
Elliot in the morning. XL 102. There is a city where the darker side of crime thrives.
There's a war coming. There will be chaos here.
Not a city or a job for nothing.
There's evil. There is also hope.
People of Gotham, I'm not going to stop.
Legend.
You call me the Queen of Gotham.
Epic heroes.
Is it able to love? You have no idea.
The Gotham season. 5 minutes that will change everything. Then, an all-new The Fun Fox.
Tonight, starting at 8 on Fox Richmond, TV 35, KB.
And stay tuned for Prince's full hour of local late breaking news. First, with tomorrow's headlines.
Police are still looking.
First, with Richmond's most trusted weather forecast.
Tomorrow, for strong thunderstorm.
The local news from people you trust.
I'm Diane Wong.
And at a better time, watch Fox News at 10. The right time. Right time for news.
And shine.
Need a little more sleep. Say 5 hours.
Come be on the stream before sunrise.
Love for sleep, Dad.
We'll stop at Hardee's. We need a good breakfast to reel in the big ones.
Hardee's? Why don't you say so?
Rise and shine it. Made from scratch. Sausage for just $3.50. Price plus tax at participating Hardee's.
Now. It's worth getting up for.
Ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring? You'll want to visit Jared the Gallery this Thursday through Sunday. When you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 purchase of a beautiful set. Choose from thousands of diamonds. One-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set in diamonds this Thursday through Sunday for a reward worth dollars only at Jared.
Keith graduated with a degree in network security from ECPI University.
ECPI was the decision I ever made.
Like Keith, on your career in as little as 2.5 years or less. Go to ecpi.edu and explore cybersecurity or other degrees in business, health science, nursing, criminal justice, or culinary arts. Go to ecpi.edu to be the best decision you ever made. For information on this program's success, cost, and other important facts, see ecpi.edu/fastfacts. Programs vary.
Big Jane the Virgin baby event is almost here.
Yay!
Tonight.
A high school reunion tonight.
What better catch with old friends?
I'm single. I live at home, and I'm currently unemployed. TMI.
And personal reflection.
They turn out like I thought they would. I'm pregnant, having a baby, giving birth.
What are you doing? You're so big.
What?
Jane the Virgin.
Tonight at 9 on CW Richmond. Comcast 214, Fios 513.
Welcome to Mo's!
An 5th anniversary on Tuesday, May 5th, Mo's like it's the year 2000 with free t-shirts. So bring your flip phone, dial up your party like it's 2000 for the first 50 in line.
All vehicles on the right shoulder, outbound near the boulevard, 64 eastbound near Mechanicsville Turnpike, and 64 eastbound near the Henrico Goodson County line. It's on the side streets, Chippenham 288 or the Downtown Expressway.
DVDs for vets, partners to donate new or used DVD military veterans who otherwise cannot easily obtain them on their own. Entertainment vets and rehab can use granted every day. New or used DVDs, or to learn more about this worthy cause, please go to DVDsVets.org. That's DVDs, the number 4, vets.org.
Now, winning on XL 102.
Elliot, 6. 235. 6-8. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
Hey,
Hi.
Hey, how you doing, sir? Good. Did you have yourself a good weekend?
Oh, absolutely. Just moved out.
Where'd you move out of?
Parents' house.
Oh, dude, good for you. Good for you. That's a good day. That's a great day.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's all. All right, so let me do this for you. Let me give you a little housewarming gift. I will give you a pair of tickets. You will go to the Rockstar Energy Mayhem Festival. Taking place on July the 20th, the 20th. Slayer, a whole bunch more. Checking for me, Miles. Congrats on getting your new plate.
Absolutely.
Dude, hold tight 1 second for me. That's an awesome day. That's such a...
Yes.
Oh, my God. Forgot all over again, doesn't it?
Well.
Man, that's great. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Samantha.
Hi, Samantha. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Excellent weekend.
It was pretty good.
Oh, what'd you do?
I coached myself, so I did that, and then was working out in the yard this weekend, too.
I'm sorry that you coach your son's t-ball?
I do.
I love that. I love that. Good for you.
Yeah, it's pretty awesome helping a bunch of 3-4.
A little bit of a pain in the ass. I'll give you that. Are you a big baseball head?
Yeah.
Don't apologize for that. That's awesome. No, that's great. That is great. I love everything about you. Hey,
yep, my husband got Orioles ticket, his birthday present, so we went to him a couple weeks ago.
Oh, well, the I mean, go see a last place team. The let me ask you this. The can I ask you something stupid? If
go for it.
And I'm going to tell you right up front, it's dumb. I realize that getting into it. Have you ever gotten yourself in like something like stuck in something embarrassing situation, but like lit like stuck
physically stuck
in something embarrassing or dumb?
I mean, as a child,
I'm talking about more as you start getting older. And
I mean, I've gotten my arm stuck in some things that probably, I guess, weren't so, or harder to explain.
A bite? Like what?
Well, you know, everyone's locked themselves out of their car.
Okay.
And the window was cracked, so I pushed it down a little bit, got my arm stuck. And somebody called the police because of breaking into somebody else's car.
That's pretty good.
So when they got there, I was like, well, no, this is just my car, and I'm trying to unlock my door because my keys. And they're like, can you prove it's your car? And I'm like, as soon as you help me get my arm out and get my door, I'll show you everything
there,
you need.
Right there on the seat.
So wait, so did they, obviously they helped you get into your car, and then everything was cool?
Yeah, and luckily my husband or so, once they...
I got
that out. They were just kind of like, oh, I was like, oh,
car. All right, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. The the reason I ask is there was a story that I was reading over the weekend that doesn't fit to me. Out of Seattle, you know where Seattle is? That's in Washington State. Police called in the fire department to help them get a man out of a basketball hoop.
He got up in the basketball.
There was some event. He managed to climb up on a basketball goal to be able to get a better view. And I guess he slipped and went right in. I'm guessing that's how it was done. And he got himself sucked in a basketball hoop.
That's pretty funny.
There's no net, and it's just
no. That they had to cut the net down in order to help free the man. The net would be the least of my problems in getting out of there. But it does say that the had to call in the help from the fire department. Eventually, two firefighters were able to climb up and cut down the net, free the man. Seattle police decided whether or not to charge the man with any wrongdoing. Well, I don't know what wrongdoing there was. How the
He's
hell?
He's lucky than break.
Although you
and
know what,
fall through.
Imagine though, if you were, or like even that little of the rim. If you
like
took
the Globetrotters do
the exactly. And you whatever, if both your legs went through the rim, that would be you. A, you would get stuck. But imagine how that
ribs?
Would hurt.
Oh God, yeah.
Would make it through the get shoulders through. Definitely snag your underarms on the rim. Mm-hmm. By the way, now that I think about it, though, I can't think of the last time I stuck. Like, it helped. Like, I've got my car stuck before, but that doesn't count. Whoops, getting fast there. Hold tight 1 second. Hold tight 1 second. But I can't think of stuck in anything.
Anything. Not a, just a hoop.
The I would take 3. Fine, when was the last? So, you're not making it through the hoop. Your shoulders aren't going through.
Not shoulders. If I do that.
You can't
Looks
round.
Like I'm showing off cleavage.
You can't round your. You want to say hi to Jenny? Tyler. You can't. You're not getting through.
What is the?
Well, I feel like a basketball is this big.
Yeah, but it's
barely. You got like just barely enough room for the ball to go through.
Maybe for you. Maybe for me.
Haley, are you getting through?
Name a new album.
You're not basketball hoop. There's no chance you're getting a hoop. Do you realize how broad everybody's shoulders are? You're not getting through a hoop.
18 inches diameter.
Okay, you're not. Oh, no.
Really? Big, deep breath.
No, you can't take a deep breath because then your chest is.
Exhale.
Okay, you realize your hand size to the outside.
Come on, bring it back in.
All right, put the hoop over me. But now I do want the net down. Because the net's going to group at the bottom, so you're not going to be able to hang there. So it does now make sense to me. I don't know why I say that. You're still not getting through. I don't know that you're getting your hips through there.
I can. Okay. Yeah, I could.
Not a chance.
I have apes.
Wait, are you saying that in
no,
a good
but that's
way
not
or
how
a bad
hips
way?
Are measured. So all you make it.
You're not making your hips through.
I wear 8 pants through that.
Well, that's 28. That's not 18.
Nope, we got to take him to a playground now. From a decent distance, so
no, you just stand up on top of go. Look at the jacket.
And pencil.
Oh, what you're getting through is you got to go hands above your hand.
Why do all the articles have to point out that he was shirtless? Like, that matters.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is he hammered?
No, I don't think so.
Oh.
I don't know.
Okay.
They didn't say drunk, which I feel like they...
That would be part of the charges, like when they drunk were, in public.
When they were highlighting, I can't remember where it was, but was just like, did anybody just feel the building shake? Did anybody just feel the building shake?
No.
Down. Write it down. By the way, the country is rife with earthquakes right now.
Was it L.A. yesterday morning?
L.A. and San Francisco.
No,
L.A. and San Francisco, Birthday in Michigan got hit with one also. Homo getting them. Write me down. I just felt the building shake. I'm just saying. If Jeff were here, the engineer, he'd be screaming to get out of the building. But I'm telling you. Yeah, no, that was big. That was big. And again, I don't need to weigh myself down, but I'm just telling you. When the report... back to the shirtless said that he was... Wait a minute. Did he go in head first?
I thought he was standing to watch something.
That's what I thought. But the way
he swung around as they tried to...
Oh, gotcha. I gotcha.
This is still from the video.
Because if he were drunk, they would have said... The video's...
There's so many cops.
Well, because you don't know what's going on there.
Well, okay.
Look at a guy on a basketball
hoop. Really stuck, and they're being cops, and they're all filming on their...
Guy who... This is what I was saying. But there was a guy who, as cars were driving down this road to a red light, and as they would get ready to go, the guy would jump up and get up on top of the roofs of their car and perch himself on there and hold on.
Okay.
And when they arrested him, they pointed out, drunk guy goes for a ride. He was drunk. I just think he was stuck.
By the way, the cops did tweet that he may be charged with goaltending.
That's good. That's funny. That's fun. Diane, but you haven't... When was the last time you got stuck?
Told you, probably it's got to be...
Kid doesn't count.
No.
A kid doesn't count.
No.
I'm talking about as an adult.
In that tanning bed when it wouldn't open.
That's
in college. Thank God I was able to slide through.
That's almost embarrassing enough.
It was terribly embarrassing.
Really?
Knew the guy who ran the tanning bed, so he was laughing. He thought it was hilarious. But he was like, oh, hold on a second. I'll bed two.
And that was pre-reduction.
Yes. He was a bit of a...
So you had to, your hot, sweaty body, you had to try to slide your tiggies out.
Thank goodness it was really hot.
Yeah, no, that way you were sweating and just kind of slide on out.
Yep.
Oh, here, Diane.
How embarrassing.
The thing is, an adult...
Nothing stands out, no.
I can't think of anything.
Oh, we've talked about moments where you panic.
Yeah.
Like when you get your head stuck.
Second, yeah. Arm, even leg.
Wait, something's stuck and you got into a panic.
No, not a real... It's almost like a split second. We've discussed this. Like,
right.
Sometimes...
I can't pull over
far enough in the garage of the car, and that's probably 10 inches. That's why I'm pretty confident I can make it.
Right?
And for a split second, I'm like, oh my God, I'm stuck. between the door
okay,
of the
car.
Okay,
but you're not getting, so you're getting through there.
No, but there's a split second of fear.
You,
I know exactly.
You, like, yell for help.
No.
Because you don't want to push so hard the other car.
You climb up and over.
I'm between the
frame. Oh, so you're
frame.
Talking about the door doesn't open far enough to be able to climb up.
But I didn't realize that until I was like, stuck. Climb up. If I could climb up, I'd get out. I'm stuck. I'm physically stuck between the door and my car and her car.
You're reaching under a really low piece of furniture, and you twist your arm up, and it gets stuck for a second.
No.
And to get it back to normal where you can get it out again.
No, I haven't had that problem. I don't feel like as an adult I've ever... As a kid, I did. I used to get my head stuck.
In what?
Like banisters and things like that. But I don't remember as a... Yes. But as an adult, I don't remember getting stuck in anything. Have you? That's five head. Wait, what'd you say? Oh, dude, climbing out of it. Yeah. Where am I going? Line. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
This is Tanya.
Hey, Tanya, how are you?
I'm good. How are you? I have a good story for you.
What'd you get stuck in?
I got stuck from Thanksgiving.
Oh, you know what? I take it back. And I have been handcuffed to...
As a joke?
Yeah.
It wasn't like a cop did that.
No. My friend George Prada stuck me, handcuffed me to the storm door of a house. That's when we set Eddie's jacket on fire. But the, that's not really getting stuck though. Like, listen, I'll give it to you. It's terrifying. Move, and then you don't know if the guy, or you're going to be stuck there with handcuffs. I'm with you. There is a moment of being terrified. You can't do anything.
Yeah.
How long were you...
Probably about 15 minutes. We had to go to the police department to get unstuck.
Oh, wait a minute. So you had to go to the cops to get yourself taken care of?
Yeah, I came out of the police department and was laughing.
How'd they get you out?
The key's all the same.
Like a master key?
Oh, so they have a master key. I hear you. Yeah, no, that is... if we're going to count getting... I'll jump into that. God damn you, Prada. All right, dude. All right, ma'am. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, honey.
All right, thank you.
You got it.
I know. I know. Because you think it's a ridiculous to think that I could fit through a rim,
Tyler.
But here on Twitter, Jazzy, the Utah Jazz bear mascot.
What's he wearing?
I'm familiar with Jazzy?
But like a skinny dude in like a green man suit. If he's got on,
if that's it, ever.
Okay,
it's a brown like skin tight.
He's got
suit.
On any kind of suit. He's not getting through. Let me see. No way in hell. Oh, I'll tell you that right now. Not making it through the hoop. Yeah.
I'm heading to YouTube.
Look at his shoulders.
There's no way that mascot's making it. Did they bring in a fake where it's like the big jumbo hoop? Here we go, Diane.
I don't like the title of this one.
What is it?
It says Epic Fail.
All right, so there he is. And now he's straddling the backboard. He's not getting through there.
No,
he can't.
He got his shoulders through.
He came out the other way. He never got out. He never got.
But his concern with most for me is my shoulders.
Right.
His shoulders are way bigger than mine.
Yeah, but he's not. Did he get through? By the way, can you see up?
Yes.
Can you see how the net got him? You're not getting through that. So maybe that's the key, is you gotta go shoulders rest of your body.
Oh god, I gotta do a handstand.
So, no,
that's
you know
terrifying.
Tuck on your armpits. That's
easily you wanna...
No. If you go like this, you're not getting through.
At least is mimicking being on your hands. Shoulders are not out.
Right.
I'm putting my shoulders up in the
exactly.
air.
Exactly. So if your shoulders are down, you're not getting through.
This is a touchdown in GDP yoga.
Jesus Christ. No, you gotta be up and you gotta touch palms.
Dude, I could two basketballs at once fit through. I could totally make it.
Okay, they don't go through at the same
yes,
time.
Yes, they can.
Side by side.
Yes, they can.
No
really?
Way.
Yes, that is.
Side by side. I can take two basketballs and show me.
Yeah. I don't have it in.
Wait, but a basketball
does Kaylee still thank you?
No, you can't. Head first, maybe. Feet first. I'm telling you, you can't. I need a cherry picker in a playground. There is no way. You think you can't go head first? Head first. Right, the shoulders, you got to get them up like go. You got to go head first. You got to dive. I don't want to go back to the earthquake. Is anybody smelling gas? gas, but like natural, like building gas.
No, it smells like somebody may have cooked something.
I felt the building
like
shake.
Somebody cooked something?
The gas company is cooking something.
We're screwed.
I'm telling you, there's something shook in this building. Where am I going? Wait. Now you're telling me I can take two baskets aside and put them through the rim.
I feel
you guys dunk where they go one, two, two.
Well, said, obviously I'm not referencing that.
Right. 18 inches diameter. They said for like a women's basketball is 9 inches around. I think a men is 10s.
Right. So that's, if I'm just.
Maybe math, two women's.
Quick math. 10 and
20.
Okay. And the rim is 18?
That's what I'm saying.
I got a little hangover. I got a little bit of a
regulation ball could go through.
18.
And money's coming in. Rick said I can get through the rim. but no net. Like that.
The net's got to go. I have no problem removing the net. But other than that,
I'm so little. I could totally.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, is it me?
Yeah, hi. Who's that?
Hi.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
I'm stuck to my donkey door. My neighbor had to come over and cut the hole bigger so he could get out for me.
Oh, my God, dude. That's hysterical.
So what did you have, like the metal ramps?
Exactly. I wheeled it through. I had my head on my shoulders, but I couldn't get my hips through. It back out because of, you know, I was in.
Size dog is it for? Because like in my mind, the only people have doggy doors are like Sue's and stuff.
No, he's a lab, but he's not that big.
Oh, I gotcha.
He gets through, you know?
Oh, my God, did he do this?
By the way, this goddamn bear in Utah.
Jazzy.
Tyler, I will give you $500 if you could go through that way.
Can you do the split?
If you could do this where you get then the other leg's up around $500 if you go through that way.
Maybe at week 13 of DDPO.
How the hell did he get through like that?
Oh, so that's how he has it.
That's because of his shoulders.
Does DDP teach you that?
You know what my problem is? What are those grommets called where the... Holy crap.
Bear costume to protect him.
But you know, like, where the rim attaches, the net attaches to the rim? Dude, if that snags a testicle, ripping yourself wide open.
Yeah, look at him.
And he lands on his feet, the son of a bitch.
He shimmied.
All right, dude, I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Thank you, Christian.
This me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
This is Chris.
Hey,
I got stuck in a manhole.
That's pretty good, too. What did you do? Were you trying to climb into the street?
Underground.
Right.
A piece of equipment. My buddy got out. He thought, all right, I'll go in. My shoulders and chest got stuck.
How'd you end up?
I had to take my harness off. But I told my boss, I'm like, hey.
And so you were able to get out there?
Yeah, I got stuck on my chest and back. So.
That's pretty good. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hello? Oh. Can I go to 8? Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, I got stuck in a shower this past weekend.
How did you get stuck in the shower?
Well, I ended up going in the shower, and I went to go get out and slide the door open, and it wasn't budging, so I was sitting there thinking, you know, fix it and all this other stuff. And push door.
Oh, that reminds me. I'm not going to have time for this, but I read something good about weddings. But isn't this like a big wedding time? Isn't it in May the big wedding?
I mean, it's year round now, but it's warm out.
Let me make a note. Wedding. Hey, did your wedding get off over the weekend without any problems?
I saw a picture of the happy.
They ended up having to move it at the.
They moved it because
of curfew in Baltimore. That sucks. Holy crap. But everything was good.
Friend.
Right.
Well, everything issues with the original place.
That's a dick move. Can I say what it is? Is that rude to do to them?
Not.
Okay, that's fine. But it is a dick move by those people. The original place. F them. All right, when are we going to...
Can't someone just buy...
Wait, you're going to step in momentum, dude, to shoot you through.
We need a cannon?
That's how you rip your, what you say, scrotum. That's
typical.
No, I'm just going to... And then pull it up... You know,
over, so or have it Jimmy come down. Through.
I'm just gonna try too, right? So I don't look like a deal idiot stuck in a rim.
All right, who's going to rims? Don't they sell rims at like Sports Authority or Dick's?
Dick's right down the street.
They'll sell rims. Yeah, I'm like out in the yard or something. I can rip one down on accident. All right, I'll
put
one in.
You're filming today.
All right, now you're on.
Well, I said
you're
maybe.
Risking getting
oh, that would be the greatest.
Think of that. What's the hashtag? Tyler can fit. Who started that? Missy? Oh, is it trending?
I gotta make a note. Hold on. I gotta look for that video. Tyler. Oh, you know, it was badass. Going right through. Tyler going through rim.
Today?
Well, I got a busy day.
What do you have today?
Every weekend.
Okay, that's nothing. Tyler going through rim. All right, I got that down. I got to do my wedding thing. I have a lot of crap.
Someone's just as audacious with their claims.
Okay, you just declared you're going to it today.
I'm just saying, how come Kaylee doesn't have to try to pull it off today?
Are you guys going to go to the same store? Separate store?
Someone just bring a rim in.
Who's going to bring us a rim? Kaylee, let me do this. I got to get into some follow-up phone calls. Will you do me? Will you find me somebody that can bring us a rim? I don't have one, or I would bring it. Can we just go, isn't there like a park around here? I'll just go and screw one. No, I shouldn't do that. That's a dick move. Oh, maybe Georgetown would wheel one of their rims in here for you.
In the event I do, I prefer not with that program.
Right, Kaylee, will you do me a favor? We that has a rim. All right, I need some follow up phone calls, please. 86. I don't know what pose that is, but that's not getting you through. You're like presenting balls. All right, 866-235-5468. I need two things. I need some follow-up phone calls, any good stories, anything at all from over the weekend that you want to get into that. Also, bring us a rim to the tomorrow. 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the morning. Ridiculous deal on an insanely delicious three-course dinner at Bonefish Buffish Grill. With dishes that do a sweet, sweet lancing act of the best flavors of the season, starting at $19.99. Start this three-course flavor journey, then pick from five special entrees, including our cold water lobster tail from the North Atlantic waters. Yes, succulent lobster tail for just $19.99. Or try the fire-grilled shrimp scallop sauce that's so good, it's literally into something more carnivorous. Try our grilled tender and perfect, they'll have you one vented. Is your fire and ice meal over? Not even close. Just when you think incredible, it does with our new donuts for dessert. That's like getting a present in a present. The Fire and Ice Dinner. Salad, your choice of five, all starting at $19.99. Hurry in because this incredible deal won't last. Incredible, we'll serve daily. Make a reservation now at bonefishgrill.com.
Maybe the darker side of crime thrives.
There will be chaos.
Or a job for nice guys.
But where there's evil, there's no hope.
Evil of God, I'm not gonna stop.
Legendary villains.
Call me the new queen of Gotham.
Epic heroes.
What I'm capable of.
The Gotham seizes the last 5 minutes that will change everything. Then, an all-new The Following, tonight on Fox.
Tonight, starting at 8 on Fox Richmond, TV 35, cable 11, 11,
and stay tuned for Fox News' full hour of local news. First with tomorrow's headlines. First with Richmond's most trusted weather forecast.
Tomorrow for strong thunderstorms.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
I'm dying.
And at a better time. Watch this, the right time for news.
If you're a small business owner, how many hours are there? Answer, never. That's why at First Capital, we're helping small businesses succeed through a people-first approach for the ultimate in customer service. First Capital is your community-driven, customized products and services designed to make your life simpler and your business run smoothly. To learn more, visit us online at onecapitalbank.com. Bank. Let's make it work.
Feet put in a hard day, and that's how they feel. Odor Eaters powders and sprays control sweat and odor immediately and all day. Super activated formulas destroy odor, absorbs high and comfortable. Kick off your shoes with confidence. Odor Eaters.
Some people don't use cars.com. This is what they hear when they start.
Flabbergaster, it's all fandangled. You know Kamahiki that connects to the thingamabob?
Yeah.
Well, it's missing the bamboozle, and that's causing a lot of flimflam, so I gotta do it to do that.
For the rest of introduce a revolutionary news. Now you can know you go what to pay for parking. Yeah.
So that'll cost about $200.
Research, price, find. Get the right service without all the drama. Cars.com. Oh, no drama.
Jason wanted to show his car some love, and AutoZone Rewards stretched Jason's love. He recalled moments he and his car shared. Oil jobs and that rest stop on Highway 50. Scarfing down that bean burrito almost felt like cheating.
Sorry, car. It's a really good burrito.
That's Jason's zone. Let AutoZone help for yours.
It's the 5th Annual Virginia Hops and Barley Festival, Saturday at Alvern, where 2-H Trail. Sample over 30 different Virginia food, live music, tickets just $15 in advance with VIP tickets available. Visit VABeerFest.com for more info and tickets. Tickets at all Capital Ale House locations. Official after party at Capital Ale. The 5th Annual Virginia Hops and Barley Festival, Saturday, May 9th. Brought to you in part by the Draft Doctor. Brown Distributing.
The more you learn about your insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, someone stole my wedding.
Really covered for this.
Honey!
Oh, well. It was weird, anyway.
Now, with renter's insurance, you're covered.
Electronics, bikes, karaoke machines, waffle makers, superhero pajamas.
And without it, you're covered. A farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
Collision, it's on 95 southbound near the boulevard. Stalled vehicles on the right shoulder eastbound near Parham and Mechanicsville Turnpike. No problems right now for Chippenham 288 or the Downtown Express or delays on the side streets.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning, Good Morning, WDC, Washington, WRXL, Richmond, Elliott in the Morning.
Tickets to go to the Landmark Music Festival. Features the Strokes, Drake Churches, Band of Horses, and a whole bunch more. All this week, you will win those tickets for the Landmark Music Festival. Tell everybody, I know that we've been telling you that X and Bat in today. We had some mechanical problems. Right here, the band is stuck in New Jersey. They will need to wait until morning. That's this morning. Trail new tour before heading to the. As no U-Haul rentals are open, is it possible to move to two? Try to push it off until tomorrow. Now we do want to point out they have a sold out show tonight at the hotel. That show will take place. They'll be able to get their gear and everything into a truck and down here by from New Jersey. That said, they're not going to get all their gear and everything in the truck and get here before we get off. So hopefully we'll have X in here tomorrow. All right, follow-up phone calls. Oh, real quick, before I want to thank everybody who came out to Secret Service FBI charity hockey game over the weekend. Great. Really great. Really great. You went to overtime, Diane.
Yeah.
Yeah, good guys won in overtime. That would be the...
Well, I think you should clarify that.
Those are the good guys. Great hockey game, though. Got a little chippy. Got some... little tensions got up a little high.
Did you abide by your rules that were laid out for you?
What were the rules that were laid out?
Don't just go behind acting, you know, like security there, obviously.
There was a ton of security. Can I tell you who I met?
Who?
I met the director of the... Dr. Clancy.
Yeah.
I hope this doesn't come out insulting, because I certainly don't mean it to. I scared S-less.
Yeah.
Very nice. Like, very, very nice. Did it to be kind of like, you know, hi, nice to meet you.
Buttoned and that would up. Be,
couldn't have been further from the truth. And then I met the assistant of the FBI. You couldn't pick him out of a lineup. Just this kid there.
Really?
Yeah. I had to get behind him. So I kind of had to move him a little bit.
You fully moved him?
I came up and moved him.
Okay, but I mean,
like, why did you have to get behind him?
I had to get, he was standing to go on to the,
seriously.
Hey, dude, we're in line at the concession. I don't know how it works. No, but like, I had to get behind him to get onto the ice. So I just kind of had to give him one of these a little bit. And I was like, I'm getting ready to shove up. That's overstated. But I was like, Hutch, the assistant director of the FBI. Like, I don't feel like I should touch that guy. I feel like, but he was talking. I didn't want to interrupt his conversation, and so I don't want to say excuse me. Ooh, that looks like a dick move. And he's like a dude. So I was like, all right, I'll just kind of shoulder a little bit, and I holster. Like, I don't know what's over there. But honestly, nicest guy. The assistant director of the FBI.
Guys,
I wish I could say the same thing about the plays for the FBI. That dude's a dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Don't know who he is. And he made that the ice.
That's what you're saying, on the ice. Right?
On the ice. That guy is a dick. But that's okay. It's okay. As a coach, Diane was.
Oh.
You're damn right I did. Okay. Oh, I got so carried away. Mm-hmm. And then there's another dude who played for the FBI. He was really nice. He was a nice guy. And I, at that point, my emotions got away from me because he got knocked in the hand and was bitching about it. And I think that was at the point where I pick up your stick and quit being a pussy. He gave me a quick glance. Right. But you know what? It's all mid-hand climb. But it was awesome. It was awesome. It was great. So the secret of time. But again, thanks to everybody who came out. It donated. Which is the most important part. And everybody, oh, like yelling at that victim again.
Oh, guess who's here?
No, but remember, there used to be a guy that played for the FBI. The really tall, that just give crap all the time. He's too old to play anymore. So this is on the FBI. So maybe he'll just meet me. But it was good. It was good. So who came out for that raised a lot of money, which will help the kid of deceased FBI. And thank you to Director Clancy and the assistant director of the FBI. It was very nice meeting both of them. That was pretty cool. Pretty cool. And all of my friends who let me. Great. I had so much fun. All right. Let me grab line three. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hello.
Hey, who's this?
Hey, it's Josh. Hey. I have a hoop.
Is it a regulation size hoop?
As far as I know. At my house, college. I had it hang up in the...
Oh, sweet. And then loose?
Yep.
No net?
No net.
Tomorrow?
I sure can. What time?
I don't know. Around this time? Why don't I try to schedule you a 6:30 a.m. arrival?
I can do that.
That's fine. Something to give you between, but if you could bring that in, then they may not leave with it, depending on if we can get Tyler unstuck. I don't think you're getting.
See tomorrow.
And Kaylee, you're going to go through. Who's going first? Voted that Tyler goes through first.
Thank you, because she wants a shot at it.
But you know what? Now I'm struggling. Else is going.
Are you going to
do it, Elliot?
I might be able to. Nice. How big is the? How
18
big?
Inches.
No, but what circumference, Diane? My pants are a 32. Am I getting through in that? It depends on the make. Sometimes they're a 33.
That's what you're going to say. Oh, bad.
No. Sometimes 33.
Teens are going to start doing this all over. This is a new challenge.
It says total circumference around.
I'm not getting through that.
It says 29 and a half to,
I'll tell you what,
to
this,
30.
This bulge ain't getting through.
What if you sort of like angle your hips up? Feels like, so you've thrown it off.
Oh, so I go in and cocked up to the side.
Yeah.
Yeah, I see what you're doing there.
Yeah, so then it's not really...
maybe
what are
I'll
you?
Go
you're
third.
A 32?
It depends on the make. 32.
You could shave off.
You know?
Comfortable position.
Hey, dude.
Josh.
All right, Josh, so here's what I'm going to do. Let me put you back through to camp. And, I'd love in here. And, again, we'll hope all goes well.
I'll bring a tape measure.
All right, bring a tape measure, but you're telling me it's all regulation.
Yep.
You.
Yeah, well, it's...
As far as I know.
I'll measure it.
Okay, all right, we'll bring that in. Hold tight one for you. I don't know what, but I'll find something from you. You got it. Hold tight 1 second for me.
The new hashtag is Elliot Can Fit. I'm with him. I think you should try.
I don't think I can make it. I really don't.
I'll try.
Wait.
He did. He wrote Can't Fit. Elliot hashtag.
Yeah, no, I don't camp. There's no shame in not fitting. Big deal.
You're telling yourself that.
Hi, Elliot in the morning.
I was calling to defend Tyler. The actual ball is actually 29. Rim's actually a lot larger than that.
Oh, wait. Now I might be back in.
I'm pretty sure that the circumference before 10 is 18, which would get
okay, 3.1. Diane looks confused. Where's pi, Diane?
Correct.
Right. So, solving for X.
And you're eating.
I'm eating. I've gotten to the chocolate of my black and white cookies.
By the hashtag.
By the way, if I'm going to fit through that rim, I'm only eating half.
I should have bathroom right now. No. I'm going to try to squeeze out an extra inch.
A puppy.
Tyler.
I got to get through this goddamn rim diet.
By the way, the highlight of my weekend, my kid comes barreling out of his room. Screaming, top of his lungs. Please don't fall back there!
Oh my god.
All right, dude. I thank you, bro.
No problem.
That's a learned statement.
All right, a couple of other things real quickly. I asked people to stop sending stories. That meant let's just keep sending coyote stories. The weekend, I was inundated with people that sent me the story out of New Jersey where the coyote terrier from the people's backyard. And then, and I'll get into like Keegan's and the stuff. But did everybody, the turtles that they've seen?
No.
I saw no less than 100 phones with turtles on them.
What?
Everybody was showing me pictures of their turtles. Not their turtles, but turtles that they've seen. Like one woman who ran one. It exploded.
Oh, God.
Her tire?
The shell. Turtle. Yeah. Turtle. Yeah. But she had told 2 days ago she had helped one across the street. And then it'd be fun to send me the story about how these two pet tortoises knocked over a lamp in somebody's house and their house burned down. Where am I going? Line six. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Hey, Elliot.
Hey.
I saw Kevin Hart.
Oh, you know what? How was
it? It was really good. He was hilarious.
Where were we going to see Kevin Hart? Where was that?
Jacksonville.
Oh, Jackson! We're down there for the Welcome to Rockville Fest. Down, if people were poor, but the show was good.
Yeah, no, it was great. His opening act is the Plastic, and you know there was three of them that went up. You know they were like, you know, each were, you know, utterly hilarious.
So they were good. So the show was good.
It was great, and you know, I guess it was new material that Kevin Hart was doing.
Right.
And so they had all over the place saying, anybody is seen with a phone out, they're getting ejected.
They can't do that.
They did.
Oh, never mind. I guess they can.
But no, it was hilarious. You know, I'm from Northern Virginia.
Oh, so you went from Northern Virginia, Kevin Hart.
Yeah.
I get you. All right, dude. Hey, listen, I appreciate the phone call. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Oh.
Is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hi, this is Caitlin.
Hey, Caitlin, what can I do for you?
I have some advice for getting through the basketball hoop.
Oh, Tyler, go ahead.
Okay, so my husband puts himself out of the house, so they use the doggy door to get back in. They always got stuck. So if you went in feet first, they got through every time. And we're talking about some big guys, like 6'2", 200 plus 10, they could get through going through their feet, arms out, and then getting their shoulders out and their head.
First is the way to go? Yeah, that makes sense because how much you're losing in the underarm. Yeah. Look how much you're losing there.
Treat it like a synchronized swimming routine.
What if you just step through with this foot?
It's not a clap at shows. You clap last night for a panic at the disco.
If you just step through with this room, I mean, it's only going to go to where your legs connect.
Oh, I'm
growing. And then kind of just pull it up like, and then slide it down that way.
Okay. That would be impossible.
Why?
Yeah, he wants me to go up one, bring it around my torso and head and down the other leg.
Down the other leg. That way you miss your hips.
I'm saved.
Look how low I am. So I just come like that, okay. And then down that way.
What? I'm stuck with it around my waist on belt.
Right.
Then have to walk
on your shoulder.
Have to walk like a monkey the rest
of
the day.
I'm like that golem guy from the show. Got it.
Your technique. You know what? I thought about it. Maybe it'll work. You should. Let's get a second hoop. Second rim.
All right. Very good. I appreciate it. Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you.
You got it. We'll talk to you later.
Do you think you could do what you're saying now with a hula hoop?
With a hula hoop?
Yeah.
Darren.
Yeah.
Darren.
Kaylee doesn't think you could.
With a 100%. Yeah. She's saying yes.
Do it.
Wait, can't you get low? Look at mine. I got short. If I'm
Shorty
doing
got
it,
too.
No, I would do it in my underwear. No, because you need to be. But with a hula hoop? Hula hoop? Look how low. Yeah. I'm like Chris Kattan. No, I'm way down there. I can definitely do it with a hula hoop.
All right,
rim might be rough. Because then rim is being able to tuck your head far down. Although I'm down pretty low.
Wow, that's impressive. Your chin to your chest.
Like Chris Kattan.
All right, sorry.
Oh, now that since you've gotten to Mr. Peepers, drooling your food out.
No,
here's an edit at Diane.
I can't keep the cookie in my mouth.
But you're going to make it.
right, let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. After that, I will give you tickets to go to the festival.
In the morning. The city where the dark wind thrives.
There's a war coming. There will be chaos. This is not a city of dry skies.
But where there's evil, there is also some.
Gotham deserves to know they're not going to stop.
Legendary villains.
Communism.
Epic heroes.
I think you know what I'm capable of.
The Gotham season finale. Don't miss. The Light will change everything. Then, an all-new The Following. Tonight on Fox.
Starting at 8 on Fox Richmond. Digital cable 213.
And stay in Richmond's full hour of local 8 breaking news.
Investigations.
First with tomorrow's headline.
Police are still looking.
First with Richmond's most trusted.
Tomorrow for strong thunderstorms.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
Thanks for joining us.
And at a better time. Watch then. The right time for news.
When my girlfriend of 2 years asked me what my 5-year plan was, I should have known to include her in it. I did not. Now I know. Just like I really should have known people money on car insurance for over 75 years. 75 years! I had no idea around that. They also have an agent, Regent Rend. We should all know these things. Now I know. And now you know. And now I'm single. Know anyone?
Geico. 5 years of great savings and great.
Now that you know Geico has been around for over, it's time to let you in on another little secret. Geico could save you on motor and boat coverage, and they offer special discounts. Not to mention the Geico Insurance Agency could help you save money on Sager's coverage. But this is no secret. Tell everyone. Be the worst secret keeper ever. Spread it faster.
Geico. To get a free rate quote, then buy online over the phone.
The personal injury law firm of Allen and Allen Allen is thankful to serve, and for the everyday day our communities, a great place to live and work. Once again, we are taking time out to town heroes. Do you know it? You know it? Let's hear it for your neighbor, friend, or relative. The person who is positively life. Visit AllenandAllen.com or stop by our offices to nominate your hometown hero today.
New Odor Eaters Medicate Minimum Strength Medication provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs it. Odor Eaters Medicated Powder stops the itch.
The Virginia Lottery presents 5 quick reasons to smile. Number 1, cow relationships and even have cow best friends. A hug can lower blood pressure. Number 3, hold hands while they sleep so they don't. Number 4, a litter of pug puppies is called a grumble. And number 5, cash for life. From the lines every Monday and Thursday to win $1,000 a day or week for life, there's always a reason to smile. Cash Lottery. Odds of winning top prize are 1 in 21.8 million.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll watch at the Galleria of Jewelry this Thursday through Sunday. That's because this Thursday through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond at Jared, you'll receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the first diamond setting. Choose the diamonds and have your own one-of-a-kind ring created right here at Jared. Get set this Thursday through Sunday, worth up to $1,000, only at Jared.
If you're an experienced HVAC and you want to earn more and work you, then drop by James River Air and find out more. More owner of James River Air. And I promise this will be the best decision of your life.
Marketing genius? Click iHeartClearArt.com.
Get the Bank of AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card and earn more cash back, all with no hoops to jump through and no expiration on rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, .com/getcashback.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
Only a stalled vehicle on the south side could slow you right now. It's at coordinate Sims Avenue. No other problem. The problem at 288 in the downtown. Please. Light travel volume 295 and 64.
Four. Goes one-on-one with Atlas Genius on the current state of music.
That's the great thing about a really healthy time in that all the bands that I love, they're just pulling influences from wherever. It's kind of not like, you know, 10, 15 years ago where you had to have 2 guitars, drums and bass and you couldn't, it's kind of, you can do that. You can do that and you can also put something happy. You can be sad, whatever. It's like a good time in music.
Keep looking more Atlas Genius and all your favorite artists.
Elliot in the morning. Morning. O2.
You can
Three things real quickly, and then we'll get into news. Number one, as soon as we're done with news, you get tickets for the Liberty Bowl. That'll be taking place on the National Mall. Five stages, over 40 bands, everything from the Strokes, Drake, Alt J. If you need any information, facebook.com/EITM online. You can get all the information. That's number one. I feel like there's some people asking. The answer is yes, we do have more playoff tickets this week. Not until Diane's, let me be clear, not on Diane's dirt. You get Capitals tickets as they take on the Rangers game three back at Verizon Center. Come out of New York with a 1-1 split, which is awesome. And Wizards tickets. Obviously, they kicked on round to the Atlanta Hawks with a win on the road. They will be home for game three on Friday night. I will give you tickets for that and Diane's dirt. We'll get two winners, Wizard and Wizard Hand. And all week, you will win those. That was thing number two. Oh, number Brittany, isn't it?
Yeah.
By the way, did you see the picture of her over the weekend?
I don't think I did.
There were that I had vying for hottest picture of the weekend. And she's your winner. Holy.
I didn't see that. What are you talking about?
She's in the walking boot. Did you see that? Where she's at? Hotel room? Yeah. So, you know, she got hurt,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, she fell on stage.
She fell on stage, and a lot of people were like, oh, that's BS. But she's in her Vegas hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
And, hold on one second. You're going to have to hold on just a moment for me, okay? So she posted her Vegas hotel room. And she's got like these little shorts and a t-shirt and her walking boot. And her other foot, like she's got bare foot on the other one. You could just barely see her out of the walking boot. Yes. And by the way, no, I know, you're for me. You don't see anything.
No, it's just in your bathroom.
But how see does that picture look?
We're nearly naked trend right now.
Isn't that a great picture? Click on it, make it bigger. Click on it, make it bigger.
I think that photo is right home, too.
Oh, yes, it is. The way that little t-shirt's sitting there and her legs. How great is that picture?
That was, again, not to me.
You know what it is? Because unless you guys see nudity, you don't see
that's
any,
not true.
See any of the, you don't look at that and think like, holy crap, she looks like sexy. In a down girl next door way. I think she's smoking hot.
Every time I try to enlarge it,
that may be because all the enlarging is going on. Hey-o. Yeah. The second, now I told you it was the weekend. The other one was the pyramids in Egypt. And she was riding in on a camel, but she found so you saw her butt crack. You'd probably like that because you can see the nudity.
Usually.
I missed that one also.
She's really, really cute. But she's riding in on a camel, and she got out, and she's riding in. It's cute. But Brittany was the best picture of the weekend.
I'm searching camel, but
pyramids, Egypt, but
she's a controversy. No, because she's a porn star. But she said she wasn't going there work related. She was going because she's always been fascinated with Egypt.
And stuff.
I don't know her name. She went to the pyramids, because remember there was that whole porn. Did you see it?
Yeah.
Isn't that?
That's it.
No, wait. Scroll. There it is. Look at that. Isn't that hot?
Hang on.
But you still see the. Look at that.
Thanks, Dad.
Look at that. Yeah, that was
the week.
Best picture, Brittany. God damn, I love that picture. Because you know what? It's not natural and.
It's just her and.
And her
like
walking boot
being
with
at
her
home,
short
hanging out.
Well, no, she's not at home, Diane. She's in her Las Vegas hotel room. She's doing a residency there. Gosh, she looks great. Those little short shorts. Her legs look beautiful. And even the barefoot when standing in a dirty. Mm-hmm. I don't care. Mm-mm, footprint anywhere. She looked beautiful. All right, can we get into some news, please? Don't in 1 second, one at a time. All right, go ahead, Diane.
And D.C. Fire and Rescue crews still looking into the cause of the Watergate parking garage collapse that happened on Friday, though.
That seems like forever ago, but that was...
One of the cadaver dogs did hit at the site, but I guess no one had been reported missing, and all of the employees at the builders had been still going to continue on with that part of the investigation. Jury selection start trial of four suspects in the death of Waynesboro Reserve Kevin Quick in Virginia last year. You remember he had left his mother's home at January 31st of 2014, And then he basically, beyond that, his body was along the boundary of Fluvanna and on February 6th.
Right. Now, the garbage have already pled guilty.
Yeah, so 9 charged in the case, 3 have pled guilty on surcharges, but it's jury selection that is starting today. They expect that about 200 potential jurors are going to be brought in. David Goldberg, the CEO of, and also the husband of Facebook COO, Sheryl Sandberg, died Sunday night at the age of 47. According to the listing, people were completely surprised. Mark Zuckerberg had said that the two of them were on vacation together somewhere abroad.
It seemed like it just came out of nowhere.
They said it was completely, he just passed away. Was a very successful CEO of SurveyMonkey since 2009, the company with an estimated worth of $2 billion.
Jesus
and, of course,
Christ.
She became very famous to go Lean In, Women Work, and The Will to Lead. It was about her and her husband, who both had very high-profile careers. It was them juggling things while her basically taking more of the...
Right.
And then he was... came to their two children. So a man in Florida is suing his local hospital, John Tirmasev. Is suing the hospital because they amputated his leg and then tossed it in the trash. Apparently, you are supposed to incinerate.
You know what? I'm glad you said that because I saw this story. I didn't know what you're supposed to do with them.
Yeah, I guess you are incinerated, but he says no, the hospital amputated his leg and then just put it in. Apparently, he found out about this when detectives contacted him later after that leg was found at a waste management facility, and I guess it's
tagged with his name. There are some people, he's suing. He's suing the hospital. Now, there are some people that are in that it's a bullcrap law saying, you were losing anyway, so what do you care? Mm-hmm. What kind of emotional distress are you going through that they threw it out versus incinerating it? Who cares?
I guess his, obviously, they usually, but his client is very upset that they refuse to take responsibility for the misdemeanor, not protecting
don't his, get me wrong, he's shaking
private,
that tree.
His private information.
Yeah, well, the public, unless he filed the lawsuit.
Exactly.
Shake the tree. Get what you can.
Yeah.
But.
Is it something you think they.
Shake the tree and just kind of give me a wink because we know that this is a money grab.
But did they settle this just to make it go away?
Yeah, of course they do. Would you send out it was just thrown in the dumpster?
Yeah. No, I understand the setup. I would not sue.
Yeah. At that point, you just go, well.
After 60 years, the iconic Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas closes its doors at noted in late summer to make way expansion of the convention center. It was a fixture on the Strip when it opened in April of 1955. Very big with all the entertainers coming through.
Oh, all the Rat Packers loved it.
Etc. TV station certainly wanted to find out how dirty things are in men's beards. Specifically, I think the longer ones that lately.
I think I'm shaving this week.
They're allowed to take swabs from different men's facial hair, and then they did a test, and that they found, you know, while some were obviously very clean and fine, some of them contained fecal, saying that you would find in a dirty toilet. They're saying just
how
having
you got crap in there,
not have just because you have those types of bacteria in your beard, that's going to make you sick. But if you're somebody who, like, you know, rubs your face,
yeah, I do that,
and then you're out thinking to wash your hands.
My hands,
exactly.
I don't understand how you get fecal matter in there,
that
though.
Could put you at risk.
Yeah, but you still don't have where like are you like going using thing gel? Like I don't understand.
Brush can have that because
so just from in the air it gets in there.
Or not washing your hands.
Yeah.
I give we sample your beard right now.
I'll take that back.
Poo on your face. Not egg on your face. You'd have poo on your face.
Obviously, Floyd Mayweather's win over Manny Pacquiao.
I have to make it through a rim tomorrow. It has to not have poo.
The win over Pacquiao, not the only bout after the fight late Saturday night. Lots of people on social media fixated on Jamie Foxx's attempt to sing.
Whose bright and bright stars the banner of our spot.
People were like, Beyonce's sitting right there.
She's just going to get up on stage and sing the national anthem.
She could have, and she would have killed it.
Yeah, no, she probably would have.
Hallelujah.
And by the way, people did the U.S. Philippines national anthem. The reason that they did the Mexican national anthem is because of Cinco de Mayo. Cinco de Mayo, which,
yeah,
that's why they did the, because people, why are we doing the Mexican national anthem? It's because Cinco de Mayo. What? I'm not going anywhere else.
Okay.
That's why a lot of people go, it's because tickets are... No. It was Cinco de Mayo. That's what they went with.
Star Mangled Banner is a funny headline, but I also liked Jamie Foxx as the Oregon as the match and being the undercard.
Tonight, game three at Verizon Center. The series is tied at 1-1 with the Rangers.
By the way, I know they lost on Saturday. They'll win tonight, but the loss on Saturday.
Here comes the tweet.
All you want. Sorry, I'm confident going with me. The goal on Saturday. How beautiful was that goal?
Just saying it's like inhuman.
I mean, it's unbelievable. The guy's a beast. And if you watch the end of the clip, Lundqvist looks like it's just. Yeah, his goal's unbelievable. Come tonight, game three. Listen, if somebody told you you were going to go into New York and split that series, you'd take that all day. So you feel good about it. They got off to a slow first period. So yeah, you come back to sit home. Let's wrap this bitch up.
Bradley Beal scoring 28 points. John Wall added 18 as the Wizards beat the Hawks 1-1 of that series. So we've got game two in Atlanta tomorrow and then 3 and 4. We'll be back here. Golden State's in their game one. And tonight you get game one between the Bulls and the Cavaliers. And the Rockets start their series with the Clippers. And Curry expected to be named
for Steph Curry
later today. Nice win for Dale Jr. at Talladega. Jimmy Johnson finishing second place. The horse racing world are looking for Baltimore in the next favorite American Pharoah won the 140.
Oh, you know what? Let me just grab line one real quick. Hi, Elliot in the morning.
Elliot, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
A good weekend, Ken.
Yes, first of all, congratulations.
she was, wasn't she?
Yes.
Have they named her yet?
No, they haven't. She has to meet the Queen Mom and then announce the name. I'm betting it's Diana.
Diana.
Wonderful. Hey, let me get to us on Friday, and American Pharoah, such a superior horse, wasn't it? Not that it wasn't going to be close, but that horse would go on and win. And sure as ass, it did.
He did. We got lucky, Elliot. He ran very well. He's obviously a very good horse. I think it wasn't quite the race he thought it was going to be. My thoughts are the track was very dead by sort of 6:30 in the evening.
But you know what was nice? It wasn't like record speeds or anything. It was still a competitive race.
Yeah, it was a very good, very at the doubt. My point would be not, if you watch it at the gate, you pretty much got 1, 2, 3 go down the whole field pretty much see where they were. There was not a lot of movement coming around the turn end, you know?
Right.
So you had the three that got the best trip. And just ran away from the other guys. We'll see it a little different at the Preakness. It'll be hopefully a little bit quicker than it was.
I have quick things for you, and then I'll let you go. Number one, after watching American Pharoah, do you still find this may be the year that you see it?
Yeah, I do actually. I think the horse will actually improve from race. He's had two very, very easy races going into this race. They needed to get into him a little bit. If he comes back, stays good, doesn't have a problem, I could see him.
Number two, I was talking about this earlier. Is a smaller horse than like a lot of the ones in?
Smaller, Elliot, did you say?
Yeah, smaller?
Yeah, no. I'd say he's a great horse. Dortmund is a very... he obviously wouldn't be as big as him, but he's probably 16-1, 16-2. I'd say he's a... Look how long he is.
Muscles, I'll tell you that. That is unreal. Hey, and then the last thing, am I going to be able to talk to you before the...
If you would like to, Elliot, when you're talking about it, you'll do it probably on the Friday before. Is that right?
Yeah, the Thursday, give or take. But yeah, I mean,
I will.
It's pretty easy.
Listen, why wouldn't you go to the Preakness?
Say again?
Right there.
Because I've never been invited to go. Well, I guess I don't really need to be invited. I could just go.
I don't think all the people in the infield are waiting for hand-delivered invitation.
You should go, and if you'd like, maybe I could possibly make a couple of telephone calls for you and this, but you would have to let me know you definitely want to go.
All right, you know what? Let me talk to the family. That's family. Sounds like I'd love to go.
You should take your walk with you to the to the prisoners. You would have a really nice day, Elliot. You'd be free.
Oh, yeah, I could do that. I could run across the top of porta-potties. It doesn't matter to me. You know what? This may be the year. Do I have your phone number?
You do. Yeah, all right. The nice lady there's got it.
That's Kaylee. Right. That's the princess's daughter. All right, hold tight one second for me. All right, mate.
Okay,
thanks
for having me back.
Hey, you got it. You got it, mate. Take a baby. Go ahead.
And as expected, 24 hours after he was picked by the Buccaneers, Jameis Winston signing $4 million contract off year. That is $16.6 million of the deal guaranteed. Back signs, and now he can get ready to play. That's a look at news and sports.
XL 102. There is a city where the darker side of crime thrives.
There's a war coming. There will be chaos. This is not a city.
But where there's evil, there is also hope.
People know they're not gonna stop.
Legendary villains.
Call me the new queen of Gotham.
Epic heroes.
What I'm capable of? You have no idea.
The Gotham season finale. Don't miss the last 5 minutes that will change everything. Then, an all-new The Fallout Box.
Tonight, starting at 8. Watchmen, TV 35, Cable 11, Digital Cable 213.
And stay tuned for Fox News at 10. Local 8 breaking news. With tomorrow's headlines.
Police are still looking.
First, with trust in weather forecast.
Tomorrow for strong thunderstorm.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
I'm Diane Walker. Thanks for joining us.
And this Fox News at 10. The right time for news.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL 102.
Yeah. Way up. Yeah. Look. I got a lot of enemies. Got a lot of people trying to drain me of my energy. They're trying to take away from me. Pray for you. I got girls on my day. Going online, that ain't part of my day. I got real
family. 866-235-5468.
I got two more.
Call me right now. I got a pair of tickets for Tick for you.
I got
Arctic Festival.
I got rap.
Doesn't take place until the end of September. That's no problem, though. You will see The Strokes. You will see Drake. All J's. Churches. Band of Horses. And a whole bunch more. Over 40 bands. 5 stages. If you need any information, additional information on the show, .com/EITM on everything there, by the way. Right now, the tickets are yours. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468.
Elliot in the Morning. XL 102.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
Up a bit.
How about something from our new...
Keep talking.
Juicy chicken or steak with feta cheese, cucumbers, black olives. Favorite veggies finished off with us. Try these Greek flavors on a sandwich or as a Subway chopped salad.
Sounds delicious.
The new Subway Mediterranean collection, so enjoy it while it lasts. Subway. Eat fresh.
Limited time only.
Day, we take 20,000 breaths. Talking, sleeping. Have you figured that you're breathing in? Or that indoor air can be 2 to 5 times worse than outdoor air? Breathe easy with Filtreat filters. Filtreat brand 3-in-1 technology to pull in and trap unwanted particles low through. Change your come into Lowe's, save 15% on 4 select Filtreat filters, and make every breath count. Stop improving.
It was so cool to have a couple of people come up to me at Big Field Day and say, "Hey, dude, I just want you to know, I don't smoke anymore because I heard you talking about Voltage Vaping. I've awesome. I'm here to help you. So it's amazing, knowledgeable, friendly. They're right off 288 on Till Stop Shopping Center. Mom's Day coming up. What a better gift than to help her quit smoking. Take her by Voltage Vaping, let her meet with the staff, or staff and get her a card too. They specialize and will make the switch. They're gonna find you the right flavor, right nicotine level, and that's mission seamless. Always getting new flavors too, the bomb sauce, fear the rainbow, S-tube mods, and sub-ohm tanks. All the cutting-edge devices and the best customer service is at Voltage Vaping. They're right off 288 Road in the Whistle Stop Shopping line at VoltageVaping.com. Like them on Facebook, too. That's a great way to see what specials they've got coming in, what new devices. Feel better, smell better with Voltage Vaping.
Smartphone, what can I do for Mother's Day?
Talk you're all right. You never call or maid. Did you brush your teeth? Don't your mall.
No. What gift can I give for Mother's Day?
Oh, that's easy. Diamonds Direct.
Diamonds Direct are the perfect Mother's Day gift. Assembled our best collection ever of affordable Mother's Day jewelry. From birthstone rings to diamond hoop earrings to pendants, pearls, and eternity. Priced for the occasion. For your order of your children. Give her something with lasting value. From Diamonds Direct.
Thanks for telling us for Mother's Day, smartphone.
Don't make me turn this car around, mister, or I'll give you something to cry about.
Yes, ma'am.
Let the ex help you find her a Mother's Day gift to come. Short Pump, West Broad Village, across from Whole Foods. Richmond's direct diamond importer.
Morning, we'll knock.
Who's there?
Cross sandwich. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Cross sandwich, silly. I told you already.
Get this for just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
The Big Jane the Virgin baby of all's here.
Yay.
So tonight.
I have my high school reunion tonight.
What? Catching up with old friends.
I'm single. I live at home and I'm currently unemployed.
TMI,
And personal reflection.
Things turn out like I thought they would. Me giving birth.
What are you doing? You're so big.
What?
Pull her hair.
Jane the Virgin.
Tonight at 9 on CW Richmond. Comcast 214 Fios 5.
Watch for a stalled vehicle outside of coordinate Sims Avenue, otherwise at streets. On the interstates, travel volume a problem for 64 westbound approaching the Shaka Valley Bridge heading to downtown. Also travel Powell Height northbound between Midlothian.
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the Morning, 102.
Connor.
Hey, Connor, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing great.
Fantastic. A pair of tickets. You will go to the Landmark Music Festival.
Oh, dude, that's amazing.
So listen, I'll give you a pair of tickets. It'll get you into both days. It'll take place on September 27th. National Mall, you'll see the Strokes. You'll see Drake. You'll see Alt J. You'll see Churches. 40 bands. 5 different stages over 2 days.
Can't get much better than that.
Time. What up, Matt? All right, dude, so listen, you hold tight 1 second for me. Kaylee will get some info from you, and,
All right, sounds great. Thanks so much.
Hey, you got it, brother. Hold tight 1 second for me all this week. You will win those till the 26th and 27th of September. All your ticket information, everything you need, if you .com/EITM online. You get everything that you need there. Like I mentioned later on this morning, I'll give you tickets to see Rise Against and playoff tickets. Let me back up a step. Thank you that we ran into. It was very, very. Well, we were down in Richmond Friday afternoon, evening, night, and then for BFD, Big Field Day. That was good.
It was fun.
That was a good time. That was a really, really good time. Yesterday was a couple here in D.C., Weather Post Pavilion. That thing was packed. That was good. That's a good weekend. That's a solid weekend.
Somebody posted it on Twitter.
At Merriweather?
Yesterday?
Oh, yes.
Amazing, yeah.
Oh, yeah, no, it was nuts. Great. It was nuts. Haley was running around with her best friend, Rob. They're all friends now. But he played BFD, and then he also played Kerfuffle, but he also played the FD after party. He was at,
yep.
And then was just out in the crowd while others were playing. Yeah, Kaylee got, that's awesome. But that was good. That was a good, solid weekend. Keegan's, I do feel like I have to apologize, because it was supposed to be Fireball Friday. I didn't have any shots. I only won. Who didn't have? How about Diane throwing them back?
They were good.
What was that drink you had, though?
Was it
Captain Crunch or something?
No, Captain Crunch was the scent of the vapor.
It was
a cinnamon rum chata and Fireball.
Oh, that sounds good. That sounds really good.
And then the other one was apple. Apple cider Fireball. I couldn't remember what it was. It was something apple-y.
Good for you. Yeah, I was.
Well, I didn't want to be rude and say no.
No. And I guess I'm dude's car doing drinking moon. PG and cinnamon. Oh, that reminds me. I got to bring his, he also makes wine.
Yes.
So I have to bring, it's in my car. So I got to bring that,
Wasn't warm at all yesterday.
Yeah. Yes.
No. I took it out of my car when I got home.
Oh, okay.
And then I put it back in this morning. No, it hasn't just been sitting in my car. Although, I mean, just left it in there. It's in there. It's
fine.
I'm going
to heat it up and then bring it.
By the way, it was in his truck.
Yeah, straight from his cellar.
Right.
Okay. That moonshine was... It was on piece of apple pie, though. That was good. I didn't think there was anything wrong with it, until you guys were like, yeah, you feel okay? Yeah, I feel great. Kidding, just had some moonshine.
No, I talked to him for a while.
He's very nice. Yeah. I haven't normally left bar parking lot to go drink moonshine. But it was good.
Not since my parents told me not to do that.
But yeah, I guess the only problem was Tyler's hotel room.
Oh, but there's a feature in the room.
The problem in the room, though, with the fire alarm going off.
Yeah, the smoke detector.
Okay, that cleared up after some time. Sometimes.
At one point, I just left. I was like, all right, I guess it'll go off on its own.
You thought you were going to evacuate.
It was the entire building. It was only my room. That's when I popped out and saw Kaylee in the hallway. And, well, first I tried to call you, and you didn't pick up. I thought you were pushing down the stairs. Got your phone. You're just like, I got to get out. And Kaylee's like, I go, yeah, it's really loud over here. She's like, I think it's just your room. Okay, so I called the front desk. I said, yep.
All right. The shower shouldn't set off a smoke detector.
Well, they said it should have. I said it will go off, and then 20 minutes later it did.
So just that's the problem.
Now, if you
might go off?
I liked the steam. It felt nice, so I was enjoying it. Enjoyed it a moment too long.
Oh, so you think it off?
The front desk.
Okay.
I was worried they thought, I was really nervous they were going to think that I was smoking in the room. So when they said, I was so excited to say yes. It sounded like I was lying.
One of the kids, the oldest one, and I said, call me with an emergency so I can leave. And she did. She called me. Her mom was in the hospital and died. So then I went to my car and spent half an hour waiting to let them a little bit, and then drove home.
I have two more things for you, Galen.
Okay.
Number one is you were wearing lipstick, but you said it was because of something though.
Yeah, lipstick a day in May.
Oh, I don't know why it would be.
Sorry, kids need to go to school.
Well, that's their mom's.
It's that I follow on Instagram. Wanted to do this lipstick a day thing. You just take a picture of your lipstick every day and you tag her, and it's cool.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I didn't know if that was an out on or not, but you said that it's the other thing. And I don't mean this to come off as rude or insensitive, but when we were talking and stuff in the back, like just looking at you, this already sounds bad, and I can't all the stuff that you've done, and you'll tell us about like being a sub master. Look at you, and I'm talking to you, and I'm like, God, I just don't see it.
Normal people. I mean, I was going to dress up, but I'm like, nah, because I really want you guys to see them a normal person, and I don't like Diane mentioned on Friday.
No, but that's what I mean. You would have no idea. You would have no idea in all that weird
stuff. Two bracelets that you saw, those are colors. Technically, like that shows that I'm owned. It's like I'm wearing an actual. And
Time out. Did anybody notice that she had on collars?
No, it's on like a wrist.
Oh! I have been able to look at those and been like,
oh, I know what those are.
No, you'd have no idea
unless you're in that world.
The bracelet for that my master used to wear, but you can't. And the one on my right wrist is.
But that means that you're taken.
Yes.
Wow. I had no idea.
I looked for marks, and I didn't understand tattoos because I have the one, and that was the first time. So and I forgot to say, I don't mark, so you're not going to see anything.
I was looking for like marks of you being like tied up or anything like that. Yeah. But no.
I've never marked on my wrist, and the only marks I ever get are like on my back. And
that's why you had to tell your mom. Don't laugh.
That's true.
It's her story to tell.
I'll be careful with my wrist because I don't want to explain.
Yeah, no. As well you should. Well, you shouldn't have to is what I mean.
Yeah, no.
So thrilled that you were there. I'm so though.
Oh, my gosh.
I wish I knew.
So bad.
I wish I knew who.
And I took a picture with him, but I'm not going to name any names.
Okay.
You know his name. I could tell you, and you might know. In fact, I could tell you what he looked like, and you will know.
Okay, all right. We'll do that off the air.
Okay.
All right, but listen, I'm very, very, it was so nice to meet you.
Yeah, I told my friend, because he said he's always wanted to come meet. It's totally worth it, like driving down an hour and a half just to meet you guys. It was great.
Yeah, no, that way I can't keep it back anymore. The dude that was all over that wouldn't leave her alone, it was Fletcher.
Yep, that's who that was. It was definitely Fletcher.
All right, Galen, I'm sure we'll see you.
Definitely.
Yeah, we'll definitely talk to you. All right, Galen, I appreciate it. Thank you, honey.
All right.
Love her. Hi,
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi, who's this?
Hey, this is Chris. It's Crystal. I met you guys off.
Oh, Crystal! Hey, what's going on, baby?
You actually talked to my neighbor tonight, by the way.
Oh, good. I felt like you spent a good amount of time talking to Tyler.
I did, actually. I really, really, really talked to him. He was awesome. So I called Tyler because I was freaking Saturday because I actually brought you an Adderall.
That a girl!
I'm doing it, and he emailed, but I left right after Robert DeLong played, and he killed it.
Oh, Robert DeLong was fantastic. Robert DeLong Robert DeLong was awesome.
Yes, he was. It was so worth it just to see him. I was telling my mom, I was like, you know, his mom probably could not stand him as a kid. You know, he's in the basement just 4 o'clock in the morning. He's yelling down to Robert to be quiet. That was probably so his childhood.
Ah, damn it, the Adderall from you. Crap.
I tried. I looked for you. Like, I heard Fletcher say he's fixed fine.
Yeah, because somebody had to fix it.
I had to eat the Adderall myself, so, you know.
That's all right. That's all right. Next time. Oh, that would have mixed so well with the movie. Hey,
I'll tell you what. Yeah, you could definitely drink a lot more when you're starting out tonight.
Ask you something real quick. I'm trying to remember if you do or not.
Yes. So I was trying to get caught. Apparently, he had done dip last year. You know.
Yes, that was Hobie's fault. That was Hobie's fault. I think his name is Bobby. That's in the air. That's opening up the vape shop, and he did one of those big, massive clouds for me, which, by the way, smelled so good. But and again, I to come off as negative. Never in my life seen more than in Richmond, Virginia.
I know, it's crazy. That's what Diane was saying. She was saying that, like, it's a big thing. I was, like, everywhere.
Nope.
Here in Richmond.
Yeah, oh, my God, it's everywhere. Everywhere.
I know, like, they had to redo our handbooks at my job. So, like, now I'm being in the vehicles. Like, they got drive for life. Yeah, they're redoing the handbook for jegging. And I'm so mad about the jegging because that's all I wear.
The Keegans didn't have that.
Had the one that smelled like Captain Crunch.
Dude, they...
Pixie dust.
It was pixie dust, but Tyler kept saying it smelled.
Oh. Yeah. Same thing. By the way, every one of them smells great. Great. They had everybody left out if you don't vape. And everybody, vape pen, I don't know, is massive. It's like talking into a cell phone. They are enormous. And once they figure out what all those chemicals do, everybody does. But it smells great.
Probably.
It's like if you could smoke and drink in a bakery.
I'm with you. But I got to tell you. Because I was asking the guy, I was like, hey, like, I don't know anything about vaping. I don't know anything at all. He wants to come up and give us a whole lot.
Not a ceremony.
What is it?
Oye. That's a ceremony.
No. Or an introduction. Introduction. To it. He's like, there's a whole process that goes along. And I said, well, like, the only ones I ever see is, like, when I see it's like, they've got those blue cigarettes. And he's like, no. There's so many chemicals in there. You don't want anything to do with that. But then just walking around BFD, there were stuff that had tents up and stuff. People were walking around. It looked like it was Halloween. They were walking, like, with just, like, bottles of oil.
You know, you can go to a veil and guys, like, in the suits meet up through the glass. Like, at the main head, like right by my work off South Lake in Chesterfield. Like, you can actually, like, watch this. Like, they look like scientists.
Oh, that's kind of, I didn't send a Krispy Kreme.
That's pretty cool, though. That's pretty good.
Oh, it is.
Yeah. No, but I swear to God, if... put a somewhere. You guys are the capital of vaping.
Yes, that's awesome.
Yeah, no.
But she had like an interesting, because she never smoked before.
What do you mean?
Smoked no, before she started vaping.
Yeah, I used to party, you know.
Like cigarettes.
Yeah, no, everybody, please, everybody smokes
weed.
No,
but she wasn't like a cigarette.
I wasn't.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
But I really enjoy vaping, because like, you know, like you said, you can taste like it smells. So, and they even have a Jaeger Bomb. Like, Jancy has a Jaeger Bomb one that tastes just like a Jaeger Bomb.
Pretty good. That's pretty good. You're my kind of girl. You brought me Adderall, you're vaping, you're... No, I love that. Love you.
I love you. Like, y'all made, like, so made my night. My mom was so jealous because, like I said, she was, you know, before I was, but I can't get through my mornings at all if I don't have you guys on. Like, I'm like,
no, that's very kind.
Y'all, so
very kind.
I love y'all.
I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, honey.
No problem. Thank you. Y'all have a good
one. Keep vaping. Hi, yo.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Hey, it's Josh.
Hey, what's up?
Not too much. How y'all doing this morning?
I am doing great. Thank you.
All right. I'm calling about kerfuffle. Pretty funny. My buddy was actually released from jail yesterday morning. We went over to Buffalo or whatever and had a Jimmy on the way. And
attaboy.
Anyway, we, I don't know if I was about to say.
Okay, doesn't bother me. I had one on the way, too.
Who doesn't, right? We get there. My buddy ends up getting so wasted that he ends up pissing himself. Oh, it's the greatest thing in the world. We're over Panic at the Disco. So my buddy taps me on the shoulder, you know, the ghost white look. And I'm like, what happened, man? Is the cop coming or something? And he just, you know, and then I just almost pissed myself. I was like...
Hey, that's all right. Man's been locked up for a while. He's out having a good time.
Excited.
2 years, you know, you think you take it a little easy, but even the funniest thing.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did you guys have a good time? Minus your buddy pissing himself. Did you guys have a good time?
It was absolutely amazing. Yeah.
Weather-wise, it was great. I mean, it was awesome out there yesterday.
Oh, yeah. I mean, just a lot. I mean, any one of those bands, you know, all of them together, it was...
Yeah, that was a solid day.
Best shows of the year so far.
Solid day. All right, dude. Well, listen, I'm glad you made it out there. Sorry your buddy pissed him. I'm glad you came out. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Yeah, hi, real quick. Hey, Rick, what can I do for you?
You guys have a picture on Twitter last night of this lady sitting behind me at kerfuffle. It's off the beaver.
Oh, I saw that.
Wait a minute, but it's obvious. Yeah.
I had to double take. I thought she brought, like, a cat. And it was a stuffed animal.
But wait a minute, was there people, like, and I don't know what the deal was, because my friend Aaron sent me a pic holding a bear.
It was definitely a beaver, because, like, it had the beaver tail. Like, it was the strangest thing, like... Rafiki holding up people.
Okay. All right. Very good.
it was the, like the scene.
All right. By the way, the you mentioned it. I kill a beaver tail right now. That sound good. I'm so hungry. Anyway, listen, dude. I appreciate it. So again, thanks to everybody. We had a great weekend. I am tired and my body hurts. But between Friday night at Keegan's, Saturday at Big Field Day, and then yesterday, a solid weekend. That was big. Cool people. So, for everybody that we ran into, thank you very much, and thanks for coming out and supporting all the events. It was great. Quick break! It's Elliot in the Morning.
Elliot in the Morning. The city, the darker side.
There's a war on me. There will be chaos. This is not a city or a job for nice guys.
But where there's evil, there is also hope.
Gotham deserves to know it's not gonna stop.
Legendary villains.
Call me the new queen of Gotham.
You think you know, but I have no idea.
The Gotham season finale. Don't miss the last strange everything. Then, tonight, on Fox.
On Fox Richmond, TV 35, Cable 11, Digital Cable 213.
And stay tuned for Fox News at 10, Richmond's full hour of local
investigations.
First with tomorrow's headlines.
Police are still looking.
First with Richmond's most trusted weather forecast.
Tomorrow for strong thunderstorms.
You need from people you trust.
I'm Diane Walker. Thanks for joining us.
And at a better time. News at 10, the right time for news.
Ammo, bullets, powder. Then
plants are locked up and ready for spring. 22 mags, 17s, we got 40s, 45s, we got them. 204s, 223, 22 250s. If you want a varmint hunt, Dances Sporting Goods, Bard in Colonial Heights. Check us out online at dancesportinggoods.com. The shad are in the river under the 95 bridge. They're catching huge catfish on the James. At Lake Gaston, it's as hot as it's ever. Dances Sporting Goods is geared up and ready to get you stocked up for the season. Rods, reels, baits, we got them. And all at Griffin.
Y'all know what my dad Marlin says. Come on, get you some.
Dances Park Boulevard in Colonial Heights. DancesSportingGoods.com.
Visit OreoSweeps.com and vote for your favorite Oreo cookies for a chance to win a Follow card. No purchase necessary. Sweepstakes ends 5/11/15. See official rules at OreoSweeps.com for details.
Does Richmond need a level 1 pediatric trauma center? Find out when Dr. Jeffrey Haynes addresses the subject on Wednesday, May 3rd, 6:30 p.m. at the Lewis Skinner Botanical Garden. Dr. Haynes will also discuss the many emergency and trauma resources of Richmond at VCU. The first and only level 1 pediatric trauma center in the seminar is free, and open to the public. Register at vcuhealth.org/seminar.
Harry presents five quick reasons to smile. Penguins propose they do so with the perfect pebble. Number two, genuine smile. And three, newborn pandas wait. Number four, cuddles can feel better. And number five, cash for life from the Virginia Lottery. With drawings every Monday and Thursday and a chance to win $1,000 a day. There's always a reason to smile. Life from the Virginia Lottery. Odds of winning top million.
Jason was some love, and AutoZone and Auto's rewards stretched you further. Moments he and his car shared, oil changes, brake jobs, and that rest stop on Highway 53. Where scarfing down that beam on the deal almost felt like cheap.
Car.
It's a really good burrito.
That's Jason's zone. But find yours.
No time to fuss with lunch? Introducing Chinello's new 6-inch sub. Fries, $6. Salad, garlic bread, and a drink. Small one-topping pizza and drink, $6. Pick up or delivery from one of their six now or order online only at chinellospizza.com.
If you're an experienced HVAC and you want to earn more and work you, then drop by James River Air any evening from 3 to 6 and find out more. Hugh Joyce, owner of James River. Promise, this will be the best decision of your life.
Trust your sleep to an amateur. All Sleepies has mattress professionals to find you the most comfortable mattress and largest selection of brands. For the first time ever, get our best financing offer and free delivery on any Tempur-Pedic credit approval. See store for details. Plus, it's the free Sealy in the store on sale with queen sets starting at $4.99. Sleepy mattress professionals.
A slow go for northbound 95 up the town expressway and Chamberlain collision has been moved over to the right shoulder area. Also slow are collision spots, including looks like Marshall at 18th, West 100 East stall vehicle on the south side.
From the top of the Elliott WWDC, WRXL, Richmond. This is the Elliott in the Morning Radio Network.
There's change for today. Ex-ambassadors will not be here, in a half hour. And some van or some car, something breakdown, trailer breakdown in New Jersey yesterday. That they U-hauled to load everything up. It's like we're pushing for tomorrow morning. So they have a show tonight. So they were going to then do the show tonight. So hopefully we'll be able to move things around where they'll do the show tonight and then come in tomorrow. We feel good about that.
Yeah, good is a good way to put it. I mean, lean more towards yes. Yeah, no, it's not. So.
Okay.
Well, yeah, it's good.
Yeah, I'm ready to go.
Tim on Twitter, who earlier this morning tweeted that being stuck in New Jersey is a fate worse than death. Proud son of the Garden State. I don't agree with you.
And remember, your state is still cool with incest.
It's a loophole. We're not cool with it explicitly. We're cool with it implicitly.
Anyway, hopefully it'll work out that ex-ambassadors will be in here tomorrow morning for we'll get into some live music with Snake. But we're feel good about them being able to be here tomorrow morning. Later on this hour, I have tickets for you to go see Rise Against. So we have some time during Diane's Dirt, the Capitals and Rangers. I also have to see the Wizards. So we'll do that a little bit later on. Oh, you know what I pulled out to get into? Did you guys, you know how like we'll talk about how just drive themselves? What's the word I'm looking for? But we're like the technology where they're creating where cars would drive themselves. So hold on, thing yesterday. This is fact. Hold on, I got to find it. Hold on. Oh, I got to get into that later. That later too. And by the way, this isn't on the level of a self-driving car, but this is pretty cool. Samsonite isn't Benny? Is that the one where the?
It's been a while since they used that campaign, but yes.
Okay, so Samsonite.
Oi.
Oh, that's a battery commercial.
Still using that?
I think they are. Samsonite has teamed up with some company. I don't know who the electronic company is, but they're going tuplefold. Building technology that'll go into that allows you to do multiple things. Number one, it's going to GPS your suitcase. You'll never lose your suitcase.
Well,
what?
You may not lose it. When my suitcase is lost, it's the airline.
It's lost to you.
But you'll know where it is. You'll know where it is.
Okay, but I'm still relaxing me.
Okay, but if you lose your suitcase, you have to stand in that pathetic line at the airport and tell them what you were looking for.
I understand, but it's not like... It's not magically appearing.
No, but at least then you can go like, oh, it's just like, you can also set it up where, I've never, but like if you order something, the way they explain something from FedEx, where you can have them tell you like, oh, it just got put on the truck, and then it just got put on the plane,
yeah.
And then it landed in Dallas.
They call that,
I've never,
is it tracking?
Can I please? I've never used it.
Kaylee, is it tracking?
Please, where it sends you the information.
Okay.
Like, I've never done that.
Yeah.
So your suitcase would tell you that it just went on the plane,
mm-hmm.
or moved to the plane. It's being loaded onto the plane. It's being unloaded. It's being moved to the. So it would tell you.
How do the airlines feel about that?
Well, the airlines love it. Why wouldn't the airlines like it?
I don't know. I feel like they'd like to lock those wrong. With
like the numbers they release about how many bags get delayed.
No, because if you still get port late, it's not their fault that the bag didn't get there in time. You didn't get there in time.
Yeah.
But that's not the only reason bags are lost. Bags are lost because they're mishandled.
He also say that we would also be able to tell the baggage handlers, like, this needs to go here, this needs to look and trying to figure it out. Signal would be able to tell them where it goes.
Maybe they'll get more on board with us.
Okay, that's number one. It'll also alert you if it's been opened. Like if somebody's gone through your bag.
Put the little card in it.
Alert you. That doesn't happen all the time. Sometimes I'm out of those cards. Oh well, that's okay. I'm still going through it. So it'll tell you that, which is awesome. I think that's great. But are you ready for the biggie? Are you ready for the biggie?
What's next?
So the other thing is wait, not the biggie, but kind of the biggie. When you check in. Like you just let's say you at the kiosk thing, instead of having to stand there, you just take your bag and you just drop it off at X-ray thing. You just drop it on the carousel and it goes. And the electronics tells them where it needs to go. The whole thing. You don't have to stand in line. Nothing. You could check yourself in at home or at the kiosk at the airport. You don't have to wait for the whole thing. You just drop it off and there it goes. So that's kind of cool. I like that. But are you ready for the biggie?
Yes.
You get
really building this up.
You get out of your car, right?
Where? At the airport?
At the airport.
Okay.
Yeah. The economy lot, whatever.
Yeah.
You get your bag out of the car. Say you're walking to the airport, right? From the terminal.
Oh yeah, okay.
Like the parking garage.
Yeah,
your bag just rolls right next to you. Well, a car rolls by itself. Your bag just goes right by itself. just goes right next to you.
Is that is the half already?
That's all. Yeah, the half is, I don't remember. The half is that you, when you get there, when you bag it, it knows where it's going.
It has a little motor.
So
who cares?
That's awesome.
You feel like
you never have to touch a bag. But you never have to touch a bag again. You just walk, and it's like a dog, heel, and it just kind of walks with you. How awesome is that? If you wanted to. But, like, I got my backpack on, right?
Yeah.
And I got a lot of stuff happening. Coffee in one hand or something. I just walk, just like this.
So you don't surprised have to pull. That already doesn't exist.
Well, it doesn't.
And has failed.
I mean, there's a motorized, until now.
This is genius. Now, they do that you'll probably have to buy a new suitcase every 6 months. 6 months.
What?
6 months you're going to have to buy a new suitcase.
Expensive?
No. Affordable. No, think about it. The reason it's expensive is because it's a one-time purchase. It'll last you forever.
But this place every 6 months.
Every 6 months. You don't know why I... Like that thing... But it's your suitcase. How awesome is that? Kaylee's into it.
I feel like that's a big deal that they don't get into that. I'm buying two suitcases a year.
Yeah, but think how cheap they would be.
With this technology?
I can't think of added stuff to them, especially
the
motor.
They said the same thing about HDTVs.
Remember how cheap those were the first
are still... I mean,
okay,
you get,
but think of what they were. Think of what they were.
No, I understand.
When they first came,
that's
the $80,000.
But, like, they're still not the ones that are sold on Black Friday.
No, but they used to be like $100,000. $1,000, not be for like a couple much. Hundred bucks.
When you're done looking up trucking, Kaylee, were the TVs six figures?
They were like 80, 90 grand.
You could be right.
No, I am.
Probably not.
I've never used that before.
You've never typed in a package number?
Send you an email and it's like, click here and it's gone through.
Nope.
You've never wondered where a package was because it maybe wasn't delivered when you thought it was going to be delivered?
No. No, get it.
Oh, it'll get here eventually.
The only time I've ever seen a picture of the company's FedEx number and would write that in. And then I can't access
it. Well,
I've never had that.
Yeah, so then you can know, oh, good, it should be here.
Is that, though, that they tell you when?
Patrick is worried about how much weight that adds. So another person, too, to the suitcase itself, since there are restrictions.
Keep in mind, what did I just... Nobody has to pick the bag up. It moves itself.
They're still going to, but because of the weight that's going into the plane, they're still going to weigh it.
Right. Much that it, now, maybe, I'm just kind of throwing this out there. Maybe my GPS mechanics in there says, so that there is no over to, you. Before you left the house, you would know how much your bag weighs.
Tristan on Twitter just finished packing. 3 socks and I'm over.
Can I ask you this? Yes. Why does this technology is so heavy?
A motor.
Well, they're concerned with just extra weight.
Does everybody walk around going like, oh, F, my cell phone is so... It's got that GPS on my pants down.
Okay, I saw Kaylee.
I saw Kaylee throw hers down like she was holding mine. God, my phone. Now my phone is on...
It only vibrates.
Yeah, I can't get it to... I can't get it to make any noise.
Does it make that noise?
That I can't get it to. I can't get it to do anything.
It won't ring.
Well, it'll vibrate. Okay. Yeah, I can't get any sounds out of it. Nothing. So, like, when a song doesn't play.
Are you waiting to go wrong with it before you just break down and buy
now
a new
I am.
One?
Now I'm just going to shove it in my suitcase and use it. I thought you guys would be more into energy.
Here's initial on Twitter.
Maybe that's just it. I'm so far ahead of the curve technology.
I like having to buy
cheap, Diane. You buy more than 2 years, so make it a suitcase.
Coffee in one hand, your suitcase in someone else's.
Wait, but no. Why? Nobody's going to take your suitcase.
I don't want to buy 2 a year.
Honestly, that's the only time I thought that it made sense for those rare occasions where someone grabs the wrong bag.
Because you're able to look at your phone. And then you would get your bag. Grab the wrong one.
I have the Optimus bag.
Oh, that's me. I have the same one.
And you have a Bumblebee.
Oh, I'd love to have Bumblebee. Suitcase, thank you.
Logo.
Smart. Really, really smart. Samsonite's going to make cash on this thing. Bank.
Yeah, because everybody's got to buy two suits.
It would be cheaper. Or just buy one whenever you need it.
See, who says, and I feel like...
Bill?
someone who hates the airlines.
Oh, I despise the airlines.
He writes, "Is the fee going to come into play for bags?"
They don't have to handle these bags. They walk themselves.
Had to upgrade our technology.
Security issue there. If a bag is just rolling itself to the plane.
Now, I will tell you. I will mention security. It made me think of that. They want to find a way to be able to them if you carry them on. Because you don't want to have communicating between phone and bag inside of an airplane. The cargo hold, you're fine. But inside the plane, like in the overhead, you don't want to be able to have phone and... So, maybe they like have like a something in the plane that kind of...
Those are cheap.
Keeps those... Where am I going? Line three? Hi, Elliot.
That's awesome.
Hey, what's going on, dude?
All right, so do you just throw the bag away? Like, I'm confused to the other bag.
When you're done with it, when the 6 months is done.
Probably. Again, I'm thinking, but what if, let's say, for example, I can't even name a suitcase store. Oh, Baggage Express. Let's say you bought a baggage.
Yeah.
When you went back to buy another one, same thing with a bag back and turn it in. And then instead of having to spend $30 on the new suitcase, it only...
All right, well, I see it's a little bit better, but it's also pronounced trocking. That's what you know.
Play hole. Matt says, I go upstairs, stairs, and curbs by its... Should have wheeled itself onto an escalator.
What's the airport going to look like?
What do you mean?
That's like Epcot when I visit. It's like Tomorrowland.
I've got my backpack on. What's in this hand?
Your coffee.
Cup of coffee. And then I just walk.
Come on.
And my bag goes with me. You don't even have to do that. It's attached to... Did everybody's headphones just go out, or is that me?
That's me.
I felt the building shake.
Need a headphone.
Like this.
Coffee.
What's around these shoulders? Heck, here we go. And then I just walk off.
Why do you think you're scared?
Be erect. And almost... Because my bag just comes with me. I love it. I think it's great. All right, let me do the questions for me. Kaylee... but you ask them to hold it. Don't
go anywhere. Is this what the CES show is like?
Oh, I didn't even think about this. I'll do a TED talk on it as well. All right, Kaylee, ask these people to hold. If you're on hold, don't go.
Elliot in the morning. There is a city where the darker side of crime thrives.
There's a warning. There will be chaos. This is not a job for nice guys.
But where there's evil. There is also some...
Gotham deserves to know they're not going to stop.
Legendary villains.
Call me the new queen of Gotham.
Epic heroes.
You think you know what I'm doing? I have no idea. Yeah.
Finale, don't miss the last 5 minutes that will change everything. Then, tonight on Fox.
Tonight, starting at 8 on Fox Richmond, TV 35, Cable 11, Digital Cable 213.
And stay till 8 till 10, Richmond's full hour of local 8 breaking news.
Investigations.
First with tomorrow's headlines.
Police are still looking.
First with Richmond's most trusted weather forecast.
Tomorrow for strong thunderstorms.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
I'm Diane Walker. Thanks for joining us.
And at a better time, watch Fox News at 10, the right time for you.
And Mazda, if you were at Big Field Day on Saturday, you already know that you were by helping Richmond establish the muse have always wanted. Thank everyone who stopped by their display area at Big Field Day to meet Mike Smith and to check out models. Big Field Day will be 2016, and so will Pearson Mazda in the West End at 90 West Street or online at PearsonMazda.com.
This is the sound of real buttermilk being poured into a measure. Listen to how it is. This is the sound of real buttermilk being mixed with flour. This is a symphony. And it's beautiful. This.
The Mile High Bacon, Egg, and Cheese. Cut Applewood Smoked Bacon Pieces. Only at Hardee's. For a limited time at participating restaurants.
Street Warriors is back. With Street Eagle Drags, the Scorch the Earth Burner. The tires make blow. At the Yellow Drags. Friday, May 8th. Richmond Dragway. Party and starts at 7 p.m. A fairly legal bikini contest. Lady, guaranteed it'll be one hell of a night at Richmond Dragway. No cop bummers. Just a huge party. Plus the show with 29 classes and thousands of trophies. Street Warriors. Can you handle the buzz?
The Big Jane the Virgin Baby event is almost here.
Yay!
So tonight...
I have my high school reunion tonight.
What better time than...
I'm single. I live at home. But TMI, Jane, TMI!
And personal reflection.
Things are not what they would. I'm pregnant. Having a winner, you do. You're so big. What? Pull her hair.
Jane the Virgin.
Tonight at 9 on CW Richmond. Come for 13.
Lift? Look no further than the brand new Crown Lift Trucks location at 510 East Party in Sandston. You'll find a complete range of heavy-duty Crown forklifts with built-in service packages designed to meet your needs. Various financing options, including rental and lease programs. Stop by Crown Lift Trucks today at 420-905-95 or at crown.com to find out more.
Introducing the new Steak Double. Warm, cheesy queso grilled marinated steak plus a side of chips and salsa, all in a box. You'll have to see it to believe. Just take a bite already. The new Double Dia. Two helpings of juicy, thick-cut steak inside a quesadilla with a side of chips and salsa. Only at Tuss. Participating locations for a limited portion of steak is compared to the steak Mexican.
They can save you hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Call us today and see why I say nobody.
Get the Bank of AmeriCard cash reward. Earn more cash back for the things you buy most. All with no hoops to jump through. No rotating category rewards. To find out how to get more cash back for the things you buy most, visit bankofamerica.com. Get cash back.
From the Nissan of Rick.
A slow go for 64 westbound as you approach Laburnum. Watch for a crash on the shoulder. Northbound 95, a collision in Chamberlain downtown. Collision Burnham near Noble. 9 Mile Road at Masonic Lane and Chester West 100 Road near 95 and West Huntage.
This week, the Hopewell Prince Tour helped to locate a wanted fugitive. Derek Tyrone Jones is wanted for marijuana possession, lease, and driving offenses. Jones is a black male, age 37, 5 feet tall, 100 pounds, with black hair and brown eyes. If you have any information about Derek Tyrone Jones or any crime, contact the Hopewell Prince George Crime Search at 412-220. And photos, go to our website at hpgcrimesolvers.com.
Back to Elliot and the Motel 102.
In the morning. Thank you very much for holding through the break. I will now grab some more phone calls to Elliot. 855-468. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is
Who's this?
Hey, this is Dan. How's it going?
Hey, what's going on, Dan?
Not much. We put this technology a while ago for golf bags.
Wait, so if somebody has a golf bag that they travel with, does that?
Clip on a little tag to your belt, and as you walk, it carries it for you. So all the walkers that walk the 18 holes or whatever, that
does it?
Yeah, man. And speaking of, it's in SkyMall. So,
well, not anymore.
wait, no, that's yes, SkyMall. Wait a minute, you're telling me that I could just show up at a golf course and I could walk my 18 holes and my bag with me?
Yep, extra lazy.
If you're walking, that's pretty good. That's pretty smart, though. So maybe that is a little bit of where they're sharing the tech. Let me ask you this, though. Like, if you who fly with their golf clubs, does it walk with you?
I'm sure it would. I mean, if you can strap a golf bag to it, I'm sure you can strap a different bag to it.
What is the bag moving on?
Wheels.
Oh.
Just three wheels.
Rolls on the grass and everything?
Yep, the tires and stuff. And then also another thing, it's like a program on it that tells you, and a lot of the watches have this, it tells you how far you are to the hole and to the pin and stuff like that.
Oh, like a Fitbit.
Yeah.
It's a yardage book.
Just look at the card.
Yeah, I just looked where the flag is.
Yeah, I'm not good.
I mean, well, I am. No, I could just nail it.
That's been out for a little while, a couple of years now.
That's not bad. That's not made it into the regular travel industry like it is now.
Yep. I'm sure it will.
No, it's on the way. By the way, the other thing they talk about, and you got to go get your bag, and then there's that hassle of standing there going, ugh, when is it coming? Where's mine? Eliminate all of that. I look at my phone.
I'm with you there a little bit. When there's really no issue forthcoming, just standing where it is in the airport itself, you sort of would like to take.
Also, wouldn't it be great as you're getting off the plane, you get a little text message, and you know what that text message tells you? Carousel. Now your bags are supposed to... That's an inconvenience.
What was my flight again?
Yeah, no, this will just tell you. Cell 3. And then I know exactly where I'm going.
Talking.
It's more efficient than looking around and trying to remember if those people were on your flight. And the whole, how is it possible that I don't recognize one person from my flight?
Line 3. Hi, Ellie, in the morning.
Hello?
Hey, who's this?
Hey, this is Josh.
Hey, what's...
Hey, I just wanted to say, I think the idea is good.
Right.
The tracking I agree with, but it's just unnecessary.
What do you mean?
I mean, you can purchase luggage now that already has wheels on it that you can pull yourself.
Right, but...
You're not any extra weight.
Yeah, now, but instead of having to start wheeling of... Let's say, for example, you travel with a family and you have two...
Right. Right.
Well, nobody's got to put it. You got all kinds of other crap with you. Bags just wheel themselves.
Yeah, but, and like what I was saying on Twitter, you already think a bag probably weighs 10 pounds. You add another more wheels, another.
Why are you adding bigger? Just out of curiosity, why are you adding bigger?
Well, to go over traction, you don't want to use small wheels to go over stuff like that, especially
through. I'm not going through that gravel parking going to the airport.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of crap on the sidewalk that people just throw away.
Butts, but I can get over that.
You trip over a butt.
And, I mean, they're going to go up ramps and stuff. You know, the other thing that they point at that nobody else picked up on is, let's say you leave your bag on accident, right? So you're sitting there,
right,
where it is, you're having a drink, a cocktail or something, and you get up to leave, but you leave your bag behind. You know what happens? Well, first of all, walking with you. But number two, you've gone too far away from your bag. Now let's get some security issues.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I like the tracking idea.
Right. Yeah, the smart bag with Kong Bay Samsonite in partnership with South Korea Samsung will also be able to offer a raft of other features.
Thanks.
I appreciate it.
Yeah, of course.
Later, bro.
But wait, there's more. What else?
Self-propelling luggage. I feel like I've already gone over that. It'll also, like, people that have to buy those carts at the air, everything on.
Those are called suckers.
No more. By the way, you can jimmy those out.
Or just find one that someone's just abandoned.
I just take them out of there for free. The firm has been testing luggage fitted with an engine that its owner just inches behind. That's what I told you about where it walks with you. Quote, this is utopia. Noose themselves in. Planning on technology that means arrive at the airport, the chip would identify who owns the bag. So now they know immediately, this goes with this, you know where everything is. It's pretty smart. And it's eliminating jobs. That's the part that I like. It's introduced without taking a
down that would eliminate jobs.
No. I don't want it to.
Especially the guys who are convenience right at the curb.
Oh, I don't use that.
But a lot of people do.
Yeah, yes.
Old people.
Times.
Are you talking about like the red taps, curbside check-in?
Yeah, no.
I also, Red's never supposed to use them.
Well, there's a likelihood of you losing your bag?
Well, first of all, you got to tip out the ad.
I need a sounder for a baseless claim. When you're about to get into one.
But don't they always say that, because they don't work for an airline. Like they are, like whatever.
Like they they've got a logo.
Line that you, like you need, they'll do. But like they'll always say, oh, I can check you in. Like flying in Emirates, but check in. Like they're, I don't know what it, I have to look it up. But I thought somebody used those.
Yeah.
Maybe that's going to be it.
I would never.
God, no.
Yeah, because you think it's a ripoff, right? Well, first of all, you gotta pay.
Yeah, it is a ripoff.
Right. Which I don't understand why you have to pay. You don't pay when you side.
Because you tipping for
convenience. You're standing in line, except now it's raining.
Shorter line. And you don't have to bring your bags in. My bag's not following next to me like a dog yet.
I also feel like if goodbye bag.
Oh, so you gotta tip well.
Yeah, that I don't do. That I would never do that. Where am I going? Line 4?
Tip well.
Excuse me, I tip very well. Thank you.
Oh.
No. Well, I don't want that out there. I tip very, very, very...
Joe.
All right. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, Ellie, this is Mike. How you doing, man?
I'm doing good, Mike. How are you?
Good. Hey, I got a one I'm thinking about. It's kind of morbid, but Malaysian Air went down. I'm seeing kind of thing that when the airline lose track of an aircraft, they can say, "Hey, let's ping every one of these bags that's associated with that flight and send out a beeper." Because then, you know, eventually there's something. Maybe you could, you know, identify.
You know, don't look at it as a downer. I bet Malaysia Airlines would like that.
Yeah, they probably would.
Yeah,
they would.
Yeah.
Anyway, great show, guys.
Thank you, sir. No, that makes a lot of sense. Here you go. As soon as you get to the airport, it will then be remotely programmed with details, destination, and rather like baggage carousels at the end of a journey. Passengers will just leave their bags on a conveyor when they get there. Really smart. Here we go. Here's the issue I'm surprised nobody brought up. The technology does have one issue. It does not work if there are connections with different, use the same technology. Flying Lufthansa, and that's got it, and I'm connecting through British Air.
Mm-hmm.
Have it. My tracking ends at Zand.
GD.
Or that's your end. But if everybody,
that's it.
Then you're good to go. Hi, Elliot. The morning.
This is the only way I would buy one, and I would buy it even if I didn't fly. And I don't. You get the little buggers to look like R2-D2 following you around, and you just load up the top of his head with your stuff. How cool would you
be? That would be freaking. By the way, with you.
May the 4th be with you.
Thank you. Hey, by the way, real quick, then I got to take a break. Official May the 4th be with you picture for this year. Hold on. Have you seen it? It's the koala bear. There it is. Is this the official picture of May the 4th be with you today? The koala bear that looks like Yoda?
That's a stretch.
No way. That was, bro. Look at that. I mean, minus the nose and the face and the color. But other than that, it looks just like him. I thought that
was it's name. It's name.
That's the official picture of May the 4th. All right, you'll see. Anyway, let me do this. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Diane's got some news. Got some tickets to go see Rise Again.
In the morning. XL 102.
Sir, today I'm waking you with calming tunes and...
Sure, you'd love this kind of...
I also made you fresh coffee with sugar and cream. Oh, I picked out a fresh... Here's your breakfast with hash brown sausage and biscuits.
But at least McDonald's can do this. Right now, get an egg sandwich with a medium freshly brewed McCafe coffee for only $3 at 5 a.m. Night prices and participation may vary.
Morning, Dave.
No breakfast yet, Chris?
Here you go, man. I got an extra sausage burrito and small McCafe coffee from McDonald's Dollar Menu.
From the savory sausage burrito, McCafe coffee, plus your other faves. Off Donald's Dollar Menu at breakfast speed every day.
Feel better?
Yeah, I am ready to bring it. Are you ready to bring it? This day has got nothing on me.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary.
Elliot, for my friends over at G, thing like me, you like things fast. The faster, the better. Last time I was in Rip, G-Force carts, and they're fast. Get in one today, leave it all out. Track full of twists and turns. Absolutely. Feel the engine, you'll even get because you're racing. You can't fake their authentic racing experience. Show off to improve on them. Go to G-Parts. Elliot sent you.
Lock-In Festival, September 10th through the 13th at the Oak Ridge Farm in Arrington, Virginia. 4 days of music with artist collaborations like never before. Featuring sensational space dudes. Friends. Mad Dog and the English to Joe Cocker. To Desi Trucksman. Doobie Brothers to String Cheese Incident. A 50th celebration of Jefferson Airplane. Widespread Panic. And so many more. Fort Mills, go to LockInFestival.com.
The city where the darker side of crime thrives.
There's a war. This is not a city or a job for nice guys.
But where there's evil, there is also hope.
People deserve to know they're not
going to
stop.
Legendary villains.
Call me. Enough Gotham.
You think you know what I'm... I have no idea.
The Gotham season finale. Don't miss The Light. It will change everything. Then, following tonight on Fox.
Tonight, starting at 8 on Fox Richmond. TV 35, Cable 11, Digital Cable 213.
And stay tuned for Fox News at 10, Richmond's full hour.
Investigations.
Police are still looking.
First with Richmond's most trusted weather forecast.
Tomorrow for strong thunderstorms.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
I'm Diane Walker. Thanks for joining us.
And at a better time, watch Fox News at 10 for news.
Ammo bullets is stocked up and ready for spring. 22s, 22 mag, we got them. 9s, 40s, 40s, we got them. 204, 22 250s. If you want a varmint hunt, Dancer Sporting Goods has got them too. Those are the best anywhere.
Y'all, Carolyn says, come on, get
get you some.
Fancy Sporting Goods, South Park Boulevard. Check us out online at antique.com. The shad are in the river under the 95 and huge bass and catfish on the James at Lake Chesnut and Lake Gaston. It's as hot as it's ever been. And Dance Good geared up and ready to get you some rods, reels, baits. We got them. And all at all great price.
My dad Marlon says to some.
Dance's Sporting Goods at South Park Boulevard in Colonial Heights. Check us out on dancesportinggoods.com.
If you're an experienced HVAC installer and work for a team that cares about you, James River Air, any evening, and find out more. I'm Hugh Joyce, owner of James River Air, and I promise the decision of your life.
Inventory is everything. Products sitting on shelves. Managing our inventory is to use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. KeepStock Solutions help keep just the right on hand. KeepStock Solutions help KeepStock Solutions keep me. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Good. Visit Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. For the ones who get it done.
A slow go for 64 westbound as you approach Laburnum. Watch for a crash on the right shoulder. Collisions on Laburnum at Brook Road, Laburnum at Masonic Lane, and Glenside at Forest Avenue.
Elliott Excel 102.
You may call it insincere. You've only lost the night. Preset all your pretty feet. May they comfort you tonight. And I'm in your son. And I'm running these walls. I don't even know if I believe. I don't even know if I believe. I don't even know if I. Everything say to me.
In the morning. All right, we got to get into some news. After that, I'm going to give you Rise Against. Those tickets are on sale and available now. By the way, if you need to keep up with everything, .com/EITM online. That'll lay everything. And then later this morning, during Diane's Dirt, playoff tickets for you for both the Capitals and Wizards, but we'll get there in a little while. Let's get into some dirt, or some news, rather, please.
The FBI's department in Phoenix of the two gunmen from last night shooting outside that car, the depicted character of the Prophet Muhammad in that suburb of Dallas. Two men shot dead there by armed security guard was shot, but he was later treated at the hospital and released. The New York City police officer who was shot is apparently worsening. This happened in Queens Village over the weekend while he was in his unmarked car. Officer Moore, Brian Moore, still critical, now in a medically induced coma. Police say that the suspect opened fire after he was stopped. Appeared to be a gun in his waistband. He is charged with attempted murder, possession of. Around at McDonald's, the chief executive officer Steve Easterbrook, and structuring the rest different segments, hoping that that will get the company back on the way to being profitable once again. They've had
I don't understand what you mean, like into different segments.
Putting the chain into four different. So they said, according to they released today, they're just going to do high growth markets. Also, that's going to be more of your international markets.
Okay, that doesn't help me.
Obviously, trying to improve things in the United States because they've been losing market share to
they got to just go back and
like
dance with the one that brung
Chipotle.
Them.
They're gonna franchising, and they're also going to have 90% of their locations franchised by the end of 2018. 10%.
Easterbrook's that British dude, isn't he?
Is he?
Yeah, I believe he is.
Like, a couple of months ago, after they've had so many continuous quarters where they're not making any.
By the way, I can fix McDonald's. Hire me. Info for free.
That's true. So former HP CEO Carly Fiorina announcing her bid for the 2016 presidential campaign. Talking on...
Who?
Carly Fiorina. She used to Hewlett-Packard.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
Interview on Good Morning America.
She's running
today.
For president?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
She called herself the best job because of her business expertise. She does have a lot of admiration for her, but that she is not trustworthy. Speaking of Clinton, she hasn't been transparent that matter, i.e. Benghazi. Also Detroit.
Hey, did you know who this woman is? Had you heard? Had you really?
Because
is it bad that I don't know who she is?
Not a household name.
Yeah, I don't know.
Carson also going to announce his run in
John
Detroit.
Hopkins, dude.
Doctor, yes.
Yeah.
From Detroit, so he's announcing in Detroit. He was set to travel. A day full of activity going on. He's going to instead go to Dallas to be with his ailing mother.
Yeah. Well, he's not going to win either. No, just because nobody knows who he is.
Well, it's still early.
Nobody knows who he is. The same thing with nobody.
Arena.
Nobody knows who she is.
ISIS militants accused of executing some 600 prisoners, all being caught on video. Apparently, this took place sometime on Friday after they were transferring the hostages to a different area. They said the captives were lined up and executed, just left in pile. Johnson, a couple there, fishes. After they got naked and had sex on top of a toilet in the street, one of the local public libraries. 29-year-old Dan, his 19-year-old girlfriend, had sex at the Waukesha Public Library bathroom. Apparently, they thought that, unfortunately for them, it wasn't, and that is when a woman walked in on them, and they were all naked.
And went to NARC.
Calling the behavior in the library unacceptable.
they came out of the
bathroom saying, "We're sorry, it won't happen again," but they're still facing.
Come on, let them go. Quit tying up the courts.
By the way,
I don't know where it was, but somebody is a genius. You know how, like it's that time of year for, and I guess more north than south, but all over the place, it's pothole, everything's bad. Where streets are torn up, and the winter weather, and now it's getting warm. But I'm not breaking news to anybody. There was one, and I can't remember the town that did it. And by the way, I'd love to see people genius, but they can't get either. Like for example, the streets leading up to my horrible, and they'll never get fixed, or it'll take for fixed. But so some come out, and again, I just want to, and I would encourage everybody to do it. You get a can of like that'll like wash away, and you spray paint a great big penis around the pothole, and they said, "Boy, amazingly, gets sealed up." Pictures in the whole thing.
Oh, that's better than the woman.
That's dumb. That is dumb. Here you go, Tyler. Look. Right around the pothole. Here's another one. Penis. They get covered up. They don't big dongs out in the middle of the street.
Amen.
So they just put big massive penises around the pothole, and it gets taken care of.
Oh, here's the DPW truck.
That may be the look at this. Look at this one right here. What's going on there? What's going on? See what's going on here? Pothole filled in.
Immediate. They left part of it off.
Yeah. Well, okay. It'll wash away. But at least you can't.
That makes it NSFW.
But isn't that awesome? Isn't that great?
Funny.
Try it. Somebody try it and send me a picture. Just a great big penis right around the pothole. Sealed up just like that.
Tiger Woods have split, apparently, the decision to end their nearly
thoughts and prayers.
Three of the obviously cited them to spend a majority of their time apart.
Did they request that we see? Because that's always, it's always, or did they not?
No, I mean, she did say she would always hold he and as a, having a special place in her heart.
Yeah, I've said that about every ex-girlfriend. Never talk to him again.
Dale Jr. ends his winless drought at Talladega. Jimmy Johnson, Paul Menard, Ryan Blaney Jr. Very emotional.
Yeah, I am.
His daddy just had his birthday and everything.
Back on Wednesday.
He feels so blessed because it's going so well right now.
Do you want the whole clip?
I do.
Here you go.
It's just real emotional. I haven't won here in a long time. It was my daddy's birthday a couple days ago. And just real emotional, man. I've been, everything's so good for me right now.
Are Hobie's eyes sweating?
Game 3 tonight for Caps Rangers.
Oh, a question about sports real quick. Where was the golf match being played over the weekend? Golf tournament?
I don't know.
I don't know if it was anything famous. Who? Rory won?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know where it was. The best, though, did you see that dude that hit the ball? Some spectator took a ball to the, dropped him.
Oh, I'm sure it did. In the head with a golf ball?
Drops you? To you?
Yeah.
Oh, this dude went right down.
World Golf Championship.
He's fine, though. He's fine.
San Francisco.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think he's... But you, by the way, you can hear it.
Oh, hit his head?
Yeah, it clocks him. He goes right down. I didn't think a golf ball would drop you like that. I mean, if it was a line drive at your head, but this is like a long shot. But yeah, the other video that's awesome too. The,
Well, don't describe the guy getting hit in the head as awesome.
No, but there's another video. This one is awesome. Of the dude who's at Dodger Stadium and he's got his phone out in play. At the same time, a guy hits a home run.
With his other hand?
One, loser. But he's got a glove on in the outfield, and he takes video of himself out in the outfield. But not of himself. He's just videotaping the play. Ball gets hit, and he catches it all on video. It's awesome. It's very...
Lakers game 3 tonight at the series tied at 1-1 at this point. Blackhawks topping the Wild yesterday, out the Flames, Lightning, ADNs. Also, the Nationals took 3 of 4 from the Mets.
The Lightning blew them out. It was...
Nationals took throughs, including a pair of 1-0 games over the weekend. They're back home tonight to kick off a series against the Marlins. The Orioles with a day off. Then they'll play the Mets at Citi Field Thursday through Sunday. They're at Yankee Stadium to host the Blue Jays on Monday.
Right. Hey, real quick, was there any update on the dude who crashed during the ARCA?
Let's see, someone's still hospitalized.
Was his name Brad Smith? Yeah. I believe is his name. Did you see that crash?
Mm-mm.
So it was the ARCA race, and he ate it into a wall. I mean, it's unbelievable. The real. I know that he got taken to the hospital. I think I know he broke a leg. They broke both legs or something like that.
It's a surgery on both ankles.
Dude. That was rough.
How little. And you can attribute a lot of the safer barrier because that's what he hit.
Right. And that's a safer barrier. It still looks that
had it. He would have died had it not been a safer barrier.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Yeah, that crash is nasty. Anyway, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Hottest record in baseball right now. They have won 10 in a row with their win over Seattle. Scoring 28 points, John Wall added 18 as the Wizards beat Atlanta. They take game one of that series tomorrow in Atlanta and then home for games 3 and 4. Golds in game one of that series tonight and Cleveland and then the series against the Clippers as well. That's a look at news and sports.
XL 102.
And hold it there for a second.
This is helicopter mechanic and Navy Federal. He can diagnose a chopper's congested air leak from 5 clicks out.
Centrifugal fuel filter is the problem.
But when it comes to the intricacies of auto loan terms and conditions,
did you say rust? I can fix that too.
Keeping helicopter Jeremy's thing. Helping you be good with money is ours. At Navy Federal Credit Union, we've got low rates on auto loans that cover purchase, including tax, title, and tags. We can even help you refinance your current loan so you can lower your monthly payments. And there's no refinance.
Said I don't have to finance this bad boy.
You said it. But we will help you with your auto loan. Visit NavyFederal.org to learn more. You be good with money. Open to the armed and their families. Federally insured.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL10.
Elliot, 865-5468. Call me right now. I'll give you a pair of tickets. You will go see Rise again. 6 to Elliot,
866-5468. Elliot in the Morning. There is a city that might have crime thrive.
There's a war. There will be chaos. This is not a city or a job for nice guys.
But where there's evil, so hope.
People of Gotham deserve stop.
Legendary villains.
Call me the new queen of Gotham.
Epic heroes.
What I'm capable of, I have no hope.
The Gotham season finale. Don't miss the last five minutes that will change it. And all new the following Fox.
tonight starting at 8 on Fox Richmond, TV 35, Cable 11,
and stay tuned for Fox News at 10, Richmond's full hour of local late breaking news.
Investigations.
First with tomorrow's headline.
Please.
With Richmond's most trusted.
All for a strong thunderstorm.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
I'm Diane Walker. Thanks for joining us.
And at a better time. Watch Fox News at 10. The right time for you. For you.
Fletcher, it's springtime. It's festival side. You're traveling. What goes at Oreo on the go? Find your favorite flavor, the double stuffed Oreo. Oreo minis with Reese's flavor cream tucked right into those cookies. So delicious. Pick up a pack of Oreo cookies at Oh Thank Heaven. Plus, get two Oreo minis for $2 at your neighborhood 7-Eleven. It's Milk's favorite cookie, a great snack for in the car or on the go. Oreo.
The Virginia reasons to smile. Number one, dolphins have names for one another. Number two, employers tend to promote those who smile most. Number three, in a blanket is called a burrito. Number four, people find those who smile to be significantly more attractive. And number five, cash for love. With drawings every Monday and Thursday to win $1,000 a day or we. There's always a reason to smile. Cash for life from the Virginia Lottery. Odds of winning top prize are 1 in 21.8 million.
Every day, we take 20,000 breaths. Talking, sleeping. Have you ever seen in? Or that indoor air 2 times worse than outdoor air? Breathe easy with Filtrete filters, featuring exclusive Filtrete brand 3-in-1 technology from 3M to pull in and trap unwanted air flow through. Change your coming to Lowe's, save 15% on 4 select Filtrete filters, and make every Lowe's. Never stop improving.
Burger King.
Oh, no, I like the croissant.
Try saying croissant sandwich.
Now say muffin.
Get 2 croissant sandwiches for just $4. Only at Burger King. Restrictions apply.
Don't sue an amateur. Only Sleepy's has mattress professionals to find a comfortable mattress. And Only Sleepy's has the largest selection of brands. For the first or the ever best financing offer on any Tempur-Pedic mattress. Subject to credit approval. See store for details. It's the final days to get every Sealy in the store on sale. With Queen of 99. Sleepy Mattress Professionals.
Geico is available 24/7. My boyfriend. Available 24/7. And with Geico's claim status update, I receive update alerts from my... Did you hear that, Billy? Update. Alerts. Updated on why you can't... Maybe I should just be dating Geico.
Claim status updates. Just at the Geico app.
54 westbound as you approach Laburnum. Watch for a crash on the right shoulder. Collisions on Laburnum at Brook Road, Laburnum at Noble Road at Masonic Lane, and Glenside at Forest Avenue.
From the top into the morning building, Washington, WRXL Richmond. This is the Radio Network.
Before I get a winner, I just want to remind everybody, I know ex-ambassadors were going to be in here to kind of tease that, mentioned that they would, their crap broke down in down bag. So it looks like hopefully they'll be in here tomorrow. Tomorrow's shaping up to be a Cinco de Mayo. Ex-ambassadors will be in here. Tyler's got a dive. A lot of stuff. And Kaylee. A lot of stuff going on. So hopefully ex-ambassadors will be in here. We'll update. All right, let me get a winner. 866-2-ELLIOT. 866-235-5468. Hi, Elliot in the morning. Hey, who's this?
Holy cow.
Matthew, how you doing, sir?
I'm doing pretty well.
I'm happy to hear that. Matthew, I'm going to get your tickets. You will go see our friends Ryan.
Awesome. Thank you all very much.
So if you hold tight 1 second for me, Kaylee just needs to get some info from you, and you enjoy the show.
Thank you, guys.
You got it, dude. All this week you will win that. Tickets to Ghosts Against. People, we started giving away tickets to the Landmark Music Festival. Feature the Strokes, Drake, Alt J, Churches, Band of Horses, whole bunch more. So we're giving those away all week. And early morning, we were giving away tickets to the Rocks Festival with Slayer, Hell Yeah, King Diamond. Good line. So anyway, if you need any information on Facebook.com/EITM online. Is that Brad Smith's car? God damn, look at that.
Pretty amazing. It was just broken ankles.
By the way, we were, this will make sense. So there were so many people in traffic. When we were coming back from Richmond to D.C., and there was that horrible traffic, the cars that were involved on the accident going, we were going north getting home, backed up going south.
Yeah.
Two cars that were in that accident that were off the road into, like, the ditch. One car looked like it was in half. Like, I don't know what was going on in there. But I saw, like, they were obviously working on the cars and working getting everybody out of there. But that's Smith's car. Look at that thing. All he got was two broken ankles. That really is a credit to the safer barriers.
And I mean, remember he limped away.
Yeah,
that's probably what broke his ankle.
But the a dead wall. He doesn't survive that. There's no way.
In the Xfinity. Here's 5 minutes. No one's gonna care about. You see, Brendan Gaughan almost made it to the open part of pit road.
Billy?
Yes.
Holy crap!
Two guys crashing into the wall.
Right.
But was, I don't know, the way going through that opening.
It goes back to the garage.
Yeah.
Holy crap.
Super Speedway, Talladega.
Well, I didn't see any racing this weekend. I didn't see any of it. Yeah. Big one yesterday. The big one yesterday came early, right? Like 15, 20 laps into it or something like that?
Yeah, you have 14, 15 cars. But tore up some good cars. Sorry.
All right, Kaylee, will you do me a favor? Looking for, I feel like there was again that Diane didn't even mention it. Will you find me somebody that plays Carom? C-R-O-M, Carom? Have you never played?
Never heard.
The national championship this weekend in Richmond.
Oh.
While you were at BFD, the national Carom championship was taking place in Richmond. People had trouble. Canada, California, Michigan, Missouri, New Hampshire, North Carolina, Ohio. Goes back forever.
You've heard of it?
Very, very popular game. if you can find me somebody, I need you, please. 866-2-ELIOT. 866-2-3-6-8. A lot of times, like, they'll find a way to make a drinking game out of it. I've never played Carom. You hear about it from time to time.
Are you being serious?
What do you mean? Yeah. You've never heard of people talking about, like, oh, let's get together for some Carom?
No.
Oh, I feel like you do hear about that. Dave McCrellish is a game enthusiast. He discovered Carom back in 1988. When he was in pursuit of a woman who would then leave him for a Frenchman. You know, I look like a douche. The guy says, though, I had never seen the game at the time. To it. You can play it with a family, or like I said, you can go out and play it like as a drinking game. But Savannah Babu won over the weekend. Hey, Babu. Won over the weekend. Babu is considered the Carom.
How about it?
Won the for the eighth time. Swiss educated with an MBA. Babu operates an Italian restaurant, but was in Richmond for the Carom championships. Where's going, Kaylee? Line one.
Hey, morning.
Hi, is this me?
Yes.
Yeah, it's Mac here.
Hey, what's going on, Mac?
I play some Carom.
Oh, do you? Now, I've never played, but from reading this and then starting to talk to people, all I hear is it is L.
It is. It's like pool. You play it on a board.
Right.
3 feet by 3 feet. And I use, like chess pieces to hit them into the corner.
Chess pieces like or queen?
No, I'm sorry, checkers. Checkers pieces.
Oh.
Like little.
So I just throw the little discs?
No, you use your finger to flip a slightly larger disc, which is called a striker.
Right.
Use that like the white ball and
out of my butt, striker.
And you can open places on the board, the other checker pieces.
That might explain why something exciting refers to it as almost having kind of some of the features of a shuffleboard.
Exactly. Hidden board that you play on.
Right.
But you can bounce off the walls and, you know, it's great.
I'd never heard of it before.
It's played a lot in India.
Well, I mean, I don't mean anything.
Who was?
No, Babu's from Cleveland.
But he must have Indian origins.
Well, how about Bakush from New Hampshire? That does me.
Oh, you never know.
By the way, I don't just like characterizing it and going like, oh, you got to be Indian to play that. I'm sure.
No, certainly not.
Yeah, no, I was going to say, I'm sure of all nationalities and colors.
Now you can buy carom boards, loaded.
What do you mean?
Well, you can go to an Indian grocery store, for example, and there's tons of those around here. I'm sure some of them have carom boards.
The one Indian grocery store. Being honest, I love Indian food. I'd kill some Indian food right now. But sometimes it's dicey going into those stores.
Why?
The smell. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it's just bad. But the
what's worse is if you go in and you come out, you smell later.
I was just going to say, sometimes you got to burn that clothing. sometimes get rid of it. Hey, are you good at carom?
I wouldn't say I'm good at carom.
Oh, by the way, you know
I can't go to Richter.
The no. Well, I mean, listen, good cards. You're not going to Vegas for the WSOP either.
That's true.
The you know what game I'm kicking my family's ass in right now is left, right, center. I'm killing them in that game.
Are you?
Yeah.
I'll buy
last
in,
night,
Ryan,
night.
Right?
No. With dimes.
Oh.
I'm killing them in left, right, center, though. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend. Am I going to three, Kaylee? Absolutely. Adios. Hi, Ellie in the morning. Hello?
Hi, this is me.
Yes.
Hi, this is Joel from Maryland.
Hey, how?
I'm good. I'm Indian, yeah. I moved here 6 years ago. We played a lot in India. Yeah. You said.
So. Where did you?
India.
No kidding.
Yeah.
Oh.
I have a caramel account. I think there's a grocery store that actually sold it. And we just bought one like 2 weeks ago, so.
Did you really? And did you play it when you were growing up in India?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot, actually.
Yeah, no, they're a very popular game, but not just for Indian people.
I'm surprised when you were talking about it, heard about it. I'm surprised actually.
Well, that's where the championships are held. Like, I woke up on the morning, and everybody else went out to eat. I ran over to where they were holding the finals to go take a look-see. would you agree, though, it's as addicting as that guy said?
Once you get into it, it is addicting, I think. But I used to be good when I was not that good anymore. But.
It says a 7-year-old could play your old man, and there's no particular advantage to either one.
Oh, no, you're just playing. I don't know the name of the game, Nick, but first you put
baronic powder.
Yeah. And then it's just not like you're playing it. No one has the advantage, really.
Oh, I didn't know it was a 4-person game. I thought it was a 2-person.
It needs to be 2 or 4.
Oh, okay. I'll kick anybody's ass. You organize your coins, and then you got the circle in the middle, and then go.
Yeah.
By the way, you may be able to beat me in carom. I'll whip your ass in left, right, center. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much, though.
Later, bro.
So, carom and vaping?
The...
What's the third?
Hi.
Slushies.
Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, Richmond.
Hey, what's up,
Mike? Not too much. Left, right, center. We've been playing at the any holiday, any for years.
I was going to say
it. That's about it.
Why has it become such a thing again?
I don't know. It is. My family's Scottish, and they kind of brought it over from Scotland. The family's been playing it. It's worse than gambling.
It's horrible. It's horrible. And by the way, people, it doesn't matter.
Oh, yeah. We've run out of money and just play with what we got.
You got to do it. Wait, hold on. What, Tyler?
This is only the second time I've heard of this game.
Was the first time in Jacksonville?
Yep.
To play there. You've never heard of left, right, center before?
No.
Oh, no, I mean, kids can play it. It's not, I mean, you find a way to, drink and gamble, but it's, it's very easy.
I am for it.
Whipping everybody's ass.
I had never heard of it either.
But that's what I mean. Why is it? Kaylee, your family had never? Your family is right for this. And by the way, the game's big. It's a two. Honestly, it's the size of, a little bullet. I mean, it's very, very small. Hey, anyway, you can set up dinner and play left, right, center. I mean, you need you know, people.
And what do? Are you using the little bullet or are you using something else?
No, that's the carry case. Oh my God.
I'd never heard of it.
There's little... I can't believe you've never heard of it. I've been trying to figure out why the resurgence of it.
Oh.
I feel like it's been around like as long I don't know, checkers and Yahtzee and whatever that Chinese checkers game is.
Chinese checkers?
I feel like it's been around forever. But for whatever reason, whatever, fire again. Yeah, see, there's his container.
Was it, is it left center right?
Well, you call it whatever you want. You can call
that I've heard of.
No, stop it. Stop. But yeah, no, it's everywhere now. All I know is I am stealing money from my kids. Robbing them blind.
It's you down and out. You're out of the game, and then somebody makes a wrong move, and you're back in.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's not really a wrong move. It's just a bad roll of the die. Yeah. Mother-in-law's ass last night, I'll tell you.
Take some money.
Down goes Grammy! Yeah, no, it's awesome. All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
Later.
What's wrong?
I'm reading about it. I feel so, really 75% of us have never heard of it.
You can learn to play it like that. Kids can play.
You keep stressing that. Difficult. I've never even seen this before.
How have you never seen that, Kaylee? Really? You've that. How about like not even back in the day, like during the Knox? No. Damn it.
No names, bro. You know what I did? Come in contact sounds like I ran into it, but I saw recently that I remember from being like a middle schooler. Is a pig's a where you roll pigs? It means something.
Oh, I've seen that before.
When I was in middle school. I don't. Yes.
I have no idea what that is. I've never even heard of that.
Pass the pigs.
Are you talking about jacks?
No, they're actual pigs.
But it's little pink pigs.
Yeah.
Never even
saw that
heard
at
of it.
A toy man in middle school.
Never even heard of it. I don't know what that is. Wait, how what it even is? And what are you trying to do? Knock them down?
No, you roll them. They got like markings.
Never heard of that.
Don't have markings. It's like the way they land.
Like a dreidel?
It means something. No, because that has markings.
Right.
They don't have any markings on them. Front feet. Skate. You know what? I think it was someone else who played it in middle school. Was it Kaylee?
Not. So to the knock today.
Pass the pigs.
Never heard of it.
Scored, like he said, the way that, like, if it's on its side or on its back or if it's upright.
So, like, 2 feet.
Man,
yeah,
like a loser.
I'm reading it online.
I was at parties.
I never played it.
Yeah, no, never heard of it. Never heard of it. Left right center was badass, though. Neighbor, will you ask these people to hold? If you're on hold, don't go anywhere. I'll grab you next.
Elliot in the morning.
Choose a bouquet as colorful as Mom this Mother's Day and let strangers handle the arrangements. Mother's Day is May 10th. She's number one in your heart with something beautiful from strangers. Send her fresh flowers or out of town. Choose from vivids of hanging baskets and roses in every color of the rainbow.
Strange way to brighten up. Chase away the blues. Bring a smile to
for convenient locations, call 321 or visit strangers.com. Ask festive featured arrangements, select a classic favorite, or create a custom design. That's right, for your mom. Make this Mother's Day extra, extra special. Go to Save or call 321.
There is a city where the darker side of crime thrives.
There's a war coming. There will be. This is not a city or a job for nice guys.
But where there's evil, there is also hope.
Evil appears to know you're not going to stop.
Legendary villains.
Call me Pedro, please.
Epic heroes.
Think you know what I'm capable of?
The Gotham season finale. Don't miss the last 5 minutes. That will then an all new The Follow the Fox.
Tonight, starting at 8 on Fox Richmond, TV 35, Cable 11.
And stay tuned for Fox News Hour of local 8 breaking news.
Investigations.
First with tomorrow's headlines.
Blizzard's
most trusted weather forecast.
Tomorrow for strong thunderstorms.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
I'm Walker. Thanks for
their time. Watch Fox News at 10. The right time for news.
It's the Virginia Hops and Barley Festival Saturday, May 9th at Malvern, where 288 meets sample over 30 different Virginia craft beers. Beer, food, live music, tickets just 15 IP tickets available. Visit Fest.com for more info and tickets. Tickets also available at all Capital Ale House locations. And don't miss that at Capital Ale, the 5th annual Virginia Hops and Barley Festival Saturday, May 9th, noon to you in part by the Draft Doctor, Capital Ale House, distributing.
At Chesterfield Auto, all know with just a buck in a toolbox, you can pull off your own parts at the best-known price prices in the universe. Well, you can also pick. Because now, we offer new aftermarket parts that fit almost any make or model. So stop by one of our Richmond, Midlothian, or Fort Lee. Or ChesterfieldAuto.com. Parts. Come pick or a great deal.
Looking for a forklift? Look at your Crown Lift Trucks location at 510 East Park Court, Suite 160 in Sandston. You'll find a complete range of heavy-duty Crown forklifts with reliable parts and service packages designed to meet your needs. Crown offers various fine, including rental and lease programs. Text or call Crown Lift Trucks today at 420-9058 or visit crown.com.
Tonight.
Thank you for everything you're doing to serve this community.
A word of encouragement gives them within the strength to refine.
Ollie's running out of time.
And now you're going with Topher.
Tonight, I don't have a choice.
Tonight, new. Tonight, NBC.
Guardrail coming through the floor pan.
You drive by them every day. Highway guardrails are becoming lethal weapons.
I can see where the leg was severed.
Killing drivers. Rachel DePompa investigates. Tonight at 11.
Companies grow when people know. iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
I found the brake parts I needed. I got them 60% less than I would have paid at the... Now, that's a deal.
E-A-R-O, quality parts for your car. OSEARO parts.com.
From the Nissan of Richmond Traffic Center.
A slow go for 64 westbound as you approach Lash on the right shoulder. Collisions on Laburnum at Brook Road, Laburnum at Noble, 9 Mile Road at Masonic Lane, and Glenside at Forest Avenue.
1-on-1 with Atlas Genius. Contract online.
I thought the song was good enough to put out, so I uploaded it onto Sense and forgot about it. Then about 3-4 weeks later, I blogged Neon Gold song and put out a blog about it, and 30 labels and management lawyers emailed us.
It was completely. Yeah. We didn't even know anyone knew the song. The music just like random fans. It was people that were in the industry and talking more to the band about us and signing with them. So yeah, that was amazing.
Art Radio for more from your favorite artist.
Richmond's number one morning show. Elliot in the Morning, 102.
Hey, is it me?
Yeah, hi. Who's this?
Andrew. I used to play Past all time.
How have I never get?
I don't know. I actually recently was in Blacksburg at a barbecue place, and they had it on the table to play. So it must be like a other, maybe kind of out of place. But the way you play, one side of the pig has a black circle on it, and the other one doesn't.
That's right.
And my tire is saying how the pigs land. Roll the pigs. And one side lands up, and one side lands on the black points for that round.
Did you have the little case with the indentations?
Yeah, they always come in the case where you put the pigs in little inserts, and it comes with, like, a score sheet and stuff.
Here's what I don't understand. I've never played this game.
There's a generational disconnect here. I have left, center, right.
Okay, left, center, right.
But it's funny, the social media lounge loves Past the Pigs and has never heard of left, center, right.
How has nobody ever heard of left, right, center? Maybe wrong name.
Well, you get the idea.
I don't understand how nobody's ever heard of center.
I've never heard of it, so
yes,
I don't know.
The game has been around. Have you ever heard of Monopoly?
Of course.
Okay, well, then you've heard of left, right, center.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just a Past the Pigs kind of guy.
That's your thing.
All right, dude. I appreciate it. Thank you, my friend.
You too. Have a good day.
In the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're turning.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Listen, from upstate New York, We used to go down. We used to go to Washington in a middle school trip, and we got February down there. I couldn't even tell you the year.
Right.
And one of the kids, I've never played the game before in my life. My parents have always played hard Saturday nights, gambled. So I grew up, you know, gambling was cool in that.
Right.
And we got snowed in a hotel, and one of the kids there had this game. It was left center right.
I took
money from that. They had to borrow money from the teachers to eat like the next. We were snowed in, and you can't exactly tell your teachers that you're gambling in your hotel.
You can't say a word.
And I think I want to say my parents gave me like $300-$400 to go down with, and I came home with like $800.
Dude, awesome. Go you.
It was the greatest thing in the world, and I can honestly say, we played the game, and I'm a service tech for an oil company. I was driving through work, and as soon as you mentioned it, I just went on Amazon and ordered it again.
Oh, there you go. Good for you.
I plan on bringing it back in upstate New York.
Oh, it's back.
It's coming.
Although, I've never heard of the game. Have you ever heard of Pass the Pigs?
I've never.
I'm with this guy. Maybe, you know what? Maybe it's a Southern thing.
I'm from New Jersey.
He's from upstate New York.
Maybe it's up to him.
All right, dude. I appreciate the phone call. Thank you, brother.
Thanks, Elliot.
Later, man.
Double leaning jowler.
Wait, is that Bird's Ass the Pigs?
That's what's going to happen to me. This position is a rim tomorrow.
I've never heard of it. Wait, did you know Pass the Pigs?
I know I've seen it in the fitness.
Yeah, but you mean like 20 years ago? That's what I'm talking about. It's still in the stores. That's one of mine because I saw it 2 weeks ago when I was in the mall.
But you didn't see Left, Right, Center? That's in the
store. No, I've never seen that anywhere. And that person was not from
Jeff. No, but the, by the way, I bet if you go into
Toys R Us,
if you go into a toy store, there's like an end cap or Left, Right, Center. Dig behind garbage to get to Pass the Pigs.
Please.
Oh, 100.
This is a monocle.
The Elliot, no one has heard of Left, Right, Center because it sucks.
but you're saying it's fun.
It's great. I guess if you like games that are easy to gamble with, sucks. Like blackjack and craps, like either of those games, it's much easier. Where? Line 7.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, dude?
Yeah, I actually played Pass the Pigs with my wife last night, and his 25 points.
Loser.
Hey, at least I'm married.
Yeah.
Okay. Hey. how do you win?
It's like 10 rounds, and whoever has the most rounds wins. It's,
hey, is it like
pretty
is it
fun?
Is it like Farkle?
I don't know.
Farkle, the game Farkle?
Farkle? Oh, I don't know. I
have a question.
I have no idea.
Do people not play, like, awesome games?
I've never heard of Farkle.
Oh, my God!
I've never heard of Farkle. In the room and cleared it out.
Hey, at least you're married.
Yeah, I can't do anything about it.
All right. Appreciate you guys have never heard of Farkle either?
No.
Oh my God! It is.
Is that on that same end cap?
They come in a barrel. But if you go to
like,
no,
Farkle barrel.
Oh, cool. Mm. If you go to Toys R Us, you could find pretty Farkle dice.
Has to be a specific type.
No, I mean you can go empty it out from a whole bunch of other games, but they sell it like as a. There it is.
I've seen that?
Yes,
game
you have. Molnar.
I've never seen it.
You know what it is? You guys play all old school games. I mean, yes, Left, Right, Center has been around a while. Farkle has been around a while, but now it's in fashion. Oh, look,
dice rolling, risk taking, riding, son of a gun. Oh, Jones laughs.
Where am I going? Line 5? Oh, in the morning.
What's up, E-Dog?
What's up, bro?
Hey, it's got any Saturday night rules.
Oh, sweet. Good to talk to you.
The thing is, but the Left, Right, Center, everybody calls it LCR. Talk about a great game.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It comes in like a little, it looks like you've got 3 dice, and then it's got the chips at the bottom. You can pick it up at Walmart, Target. Has got it nowadays.
Yeah, has it become so famous again?
People are using it a lot to, like you think, but people are taking it to tailgates and stuff like that. I don't know. I think the college crowd picked it up again.
So is this the new cornhole?
Basically, I mean, it's five years, give or take.
Oh, sure. And you bet your ass off on the grass off, either one.
Lost a ton of money both ways.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you can make it a drinking game. You can gamble like crazy.
You can bet on it. What's the drinking part of it?
Just to pick.
Well, it's the chips that come with every chip you lose or game you drink.
Chips too? I got are pigs.
Or for
you can make past the pigs drinking game chocolate milk because you play in middle school.
That's fun.
No, but then you could drink for a center. Yeah, I mean you can figure out whatever. But yeah, that's easy. None of this past the pig stuff.
Yeah, I've never even heard of that game.
I hadn't either. Never heard of it. All LCR all day.
I'll give it a shot.
All right, Brett. Well, have you heard of Farkle?
No, yeah, but I'll give that one a shot, too. Let me some games.
All right, bro. Talk to you later. Hi, Ellie in the morning.
Hey, is this me?
Yeah, my throat hurts today. Yeah, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, I met Flaming Pigs 19 years old.
So it's an old-timey game.
Played
yep,
in middle
first
school.
First gift he ever gave me.
I'm sorry, say again?
It was with me.
Pass the pigs?
How did you guys meet?
Yeah, how...
We met a couple days before my birthday, and they had a big party at Bad Habits Grill, and he came, and that's what he gave me, because that's the first thing we played with.
Well, I don't understand how you played that when you met.
Well, we were on a ski trip, and there are a bunch of people playing a drinking game. Pass the pigs.
Oh, so you could turn that into a drinking game? No, but I don't know. I don't know the game at all to be like, oh, well, that's how you would. That's how you.
Double.
Thank you, Tyler.
Yeah, I don't understand. That means nothing to me. It's foreign.
So you roll.
Hey, at least I'm married. Hey, do you play? Do you play left, center, right?
Another funny story.
Go ahead.
Little, like 5 and 6, and we let them do it with candy, and then they figured out they could make money. And my son came home with like Tumblr was so ticked off.
Now, do you Farkle?
Never heard of it.
What?
No.
Maybe it's an upstate New York thing. Maybe it's an upstate New York thing.
Orioles.
No, what, is he just calling to tell me that they didn't have a... Go ahead.
Everyone.
go ahead.
E and I have something in common. Farkle is great.
Oh, my man! Put aside the ban of city. Let's get down and Farkle.
Farkle. I check out Farkle.
Yeah, do yourself a favor. It's not a hard game. I mean, it's pretty easy. Like, I feel like you guys would pick up on it.
You want to break in with the royal name?
You're going to pass the pig, Farkle.
I'm sorry, I spoke out of turn. I apologize.
And tell me that they named the kid Diana?
No.
Are you serious? You know
no,
what?
You don't care. Now. Right.
At least I'm married. You know what? Let's do this. I don't want... Everybody's probably getting alerts like crazy.
This is how news stations do it.
Oh, that's right.
They treat it like it's information themselves.
Like nobody knows what the goddamn weather is. Oh, don't get me started. I hate them. I hate them. What were they doing yesterday that annoyed me to no end? Oh, for some story. I don't even remember what it was.
That's every day.
Yeah, I love it. Now it's sports, and then I get the douche who's doing like the and then the woman's got to cut in and go, we'll check back in a minute. And then there's like 15 minutes of dead air because they don't know what button they hit.
15 minutes.
Okay, that's extended. Just go to Dick Uliano.
No, it's Dick and Diane.
Oh, Dick and Diane. God, they were a hot show in Roanoke. Let me take a quick break. We'll come back. Tell you the name of the royal baby. Diane's got that. Oh, Diana's got that for you next.
Elliot.
Welcome to Subway. What can I make for you?
Up a bit.
How about some action?
Keep talking.
Juicy chicken or steak with feta cheese, cucumbers, blob of your favorite veggies, finished off with creamy tzatziki sauce. Try these Greek or as a Subway chopped salad. The new Subway Mediterranean collection won't be here long, so enjoy it while it lasts. Eat fresh.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Get your head out to the Motocruiser International TV Show on May 9th and 10th. All indoors at the Richmond Raceway Complex. See the new 2015 bikes and ATV bikes, riding gear and accessories. Check out the amazing custom bikes, Richmond's hottest rock and country music talent stage. Details and tickets are available at motocruiser.com. That's MOTOCRUCEER.com.
Even if your child never needs our services, isn't it good to know that Virginia's first and only Level 1 PED is here? Children's Hospital of Richmond at VCU brings together our services, a pediatric emergency plenary team of specialists, pediatric intensive care and physical therapy, all to give all to our children a chance for a full recovery. Learn more at chrichmond.org/trauma.
There is a city. The crime thrives.
There's a war coming. There will be chaos. This is not a city.
or a job for nice guys.
But wait. Three more.
People of Gotham deserve to know they're not gonna stop.
Legendary villain.
Queen of Gotham.
Heroes.
You think you know what I'm capable of? I have no idea.
The season finale, 20 to 5 minutes that will change everything. Then, an all-new The Following, tonight on...
Tonight, starting at 8 on Fox Richmond, TV 35, Cable 11, Digital Cable 213.
And stay tuned for Fox News at 10, Richmond's full hour of local late breaking news.
Investigation.
With headlines.
Police are still looking
for trusted weather forecast.
Tomorrow.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
I'm Diane Walker, thanks for joining.
Watch Fox News at 10, The Right Piece.
Today's the day you're the permit. Because when you're standing on the edge of that diving board, ready to wow your kid in the ultimate belly, worried about how much you pay, because you went to Walmart and got a six-pack of new Clorox Pool and Spa Shock X for just $25.97. It kills algae and dissolves fast. You can quickly go from pool boy to extraordinaire. So take on your pool today. Save money.
RVA Vapes knows that you had a blast field day. So that's why RVA Vapes is continuing the BFD party with a new Boilermaker. Check out RVA Vapes BF Boilermaker is friggin' delicious. XL102's Big Field Day was a for Richmond, featuring bands from craft beer and thousands of you. RVA Vapes is the people's choice for vape products and accessories in the RVA. 6100 West Broad Street at rvavapes.com or call 983.
Here's some WatchOS PCS. Get a 4G Smart L70 for just $29 out. No surprises. More common sense. Use your new phone for just $30 a month. Unlimited text on the fast nationwide T-Mobile network. Are loaded with common sense. Only at Metro PCS. Limited time offer. Phone pricing in store only requires activation. $30 plan includes first 1 gigabyte of data at up to 4G speeds and is available on select devices only. Coverage is only. See store or Metro PCS or PCS.com for details and options.
You're an experienced HVAC installer and you want to earn more and work for it, then drop by James River Air in from 6 and find out more. Voice, owner of James River Air, and I promise this will be the best decision of your life.
The more you learn insurance coverage, the more gaps you might find. Like how you thought you were covered for this.
Honey, it's my wedding ring.
When you're really only covered for this.
Someone stole my Dakota ring.
I'll wear it anyway.
Or how with renter's insurance, you're covered for
valuable Tronic jeans, waffle makers, superhero
covered for... Talk to a farmer's agent about what gaps might be hiding in your insurance.
We are farmers. Bum, 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 bum.
With the prime opportunity for you to learn how your business. You don't have to go anywhere. You don't have to spend anything. All you have to do is iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com. Get ideas, prices. That's iHeartRichmondAdvertising.com.
Now, back to Elliot in the Morning on XL102.
All right, Dirt, keep in mind, soon I have playoff tickets for you. I will give you tickets to see Game 3, Caps and Rangers, tonight at Verizon Center. Tell me if you can go to the game. Keep in mind, tomorrow and I have tickets for Game 4. Tonight's Game 3 between the Caps and the Rangers, so I will need a Rangers fan. I'll also need a Wizards fan. Second round up 1-0 on the Atlanta Hawks. They will play Game 2 in Atlanta tomorrow. They are home Friday for Game 3. By the way, playoff tickets are now through Wiz.com. Check and see if there's Caps games tickets available at all. Go to WashingtonCaps.com. We'll give you those as soon as we are done with some dirt. So, Diane, let's get in. Please.
Okay. The Duke and Duchess of Cambridge delighted to announce that they have named their daughter.
Wait, I'm one third. I didn't see that. You said it's not Diana?
Well, obviously there's more than one name. The first name is not Diana.
Oh, so like Phyllis Alice. They went with, did they go with Alice?
No.
Did they go with, what was everybody was saying? Yes. Alice, Diana, or?
Charlotte.
Charlotte. Did they go with Charlotte?
Somebody's
Charlotte. Lincoln. Right.
Elizabeth Diana.
Who's Elizabeth? Oh, the queen, Elizabeth.
Great-grandmama.
Oh, yeah, but I don't like when, they're not Jewish, so that's okay.
It's her Royal Highness, Prince Charles. So she is like fourth in the throne.
By the way, you know who, and will be the most sought-after woman in the one? You know who you want to date? Is it the Chotto? The Chotto family.
Sorry,
And Fireball.
I was looking at the lineage or the succession to the throne. Obviously, it goes Charles, him, then it goes George, mm-hmm. then it goes this kid, then Harry. I think Harry may as well just cash in the check.
You think he cares?
No, but that's what I mean. Like dating Harry would be awesome. Awesome. Not to worry about any of the royal crap.
Well, no, you'll have
no, but just
it.
The attachment to it. To be king. He'll never be that guy.
Right.
All the advantages of being part of it. The person, so I saw the top 20, like the last five are it's like the Chotto, like
part
that.
Of the royal family? Or?
Yeah. You get all, and you know they go to every dinner, every event, they go to the whole thing. It was probably one of the Chottos that was climbing down out of, on the bed sheets.
Yep.
That's who you want to date. And I think they like some like 20 Chotto girls or Chotto. That's who you want to date.
Now, Brooklyn Decker also announcing that she is expecting.
For her, he's a douche.
Andy Roddick, married since 2009. Six remaining couples. Dance a song voted on by Dancing with the Stars. Spend the final four. Move on to the semifinals. So they get rid of two tonight. Voice has the top six performing. David Letterman, A Life on Television. A 90-minute tribute to as we inch closer to his on the 20th. Also, Barack Obama guesting on tonight's episode along with Will Ferrell and Avett Brothers. Jimmy Kimmel has Ryan Seacrest and the combined REO Speedwagon, Imagine REO Speed Dragons, TJ Miller on with Conan to talk about Silicon Valley. Michelle Obama, Joe Biden, episode of the NBC medical drama Night, premiering on HBO tonight. Montage of Heck, the documentary all about the life of Kurt Cobain.
Do yourself a favor. Fantastic. We talked to Morgan, who did the movie. Fantastic documentary.
Looking for the Avengers, but not quite big enough to break the record that was set by the franchise. Age of Ultron, $187 million, whereas 2012's $207 million. Opening this weekend is Hot Pursuit with Reese Witherspoon and Sophia, a mismatched sort of buddy comedy. Also, Suicide Squad director David Ayer yesterday. Past photo of famous Jared Leto, though. So you got, Will Smith and Margot Robbie, not included in this cast photo. The actual movie opening in August of 2000, and still a ways to go. The Muscular Dystrophy Association is no longer in Labor Day telethon that Jerry Lewis, mid-50s, all the way through, downsized it in recent years. It still makes millions, though, for the cause. It's a focus on digital fundraising or along the lines of the ALS Ice Bucket Challenge. They said that today's family looking for new and creative ways to support the charities that they throw their money. So, because, they said, it's $100 million in a month raised by that. But
it's easy to go, all we got to do is challenge and look at all the money.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah. Chad Coleman, who played Tyrese on The Wire, so Cuddy on The Wire, I think, for a big rant on a New York City subway that TMZ posted about, and on YouTube, where he's about 3 minutes of it, him walking up and down the subway train. Word was that somebody had dropped the N-bomb about him. He said he was not drunk, but he admits he is not proud of his emotions. Racing plans for a third season of the show Naked and Afraid. They said highest rated April for men, 54, the second season premiere. Happy birthday today to Mick Mars as he celebrates 60.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Right on, Mick.
They announced Van Halen is going to play the Billboard Music Awards month, so that includes David's son, Wolfie, on bass. So this is the first time that group has performed on an award show. That's 18th. Congrats. He was named the winner of the International Session.
Good for Van.
Voted on by members of Bastille and Keane. They said it was basically score for that song, Riptide, so he gets $25,000 in plus some equipment and other. So psyched about Britney.
The picture of Britney. I told you that was my favorite picture of the weekend.
Well, there's more around in a...
I'll take a look.
She was out watching her son Jaden's soccer game over the weekend again.
Oh, she's got on like that.
Y'all! Grace Lee Whitney, who played Captain Kirk's Miss Rand in the first episodes of Star Trek back in the day, passing away at the age of 85. Her son said it was due to natural causes at her home north of Fresno. Alex Lifeson saying that Neil Peart has chronic tendonitis in his arm problems, which is one of the reasons is going to be their last. And also just a week now after the big Bruce Jenner, Diane Sawyer sit-down, they had a trailer or at least a promo for the Keeping Up with the Kardashians special, Bruce, where it's got Kris Jenner talking to Kim about it. That's coming up May 17th. Side note, there is a new block, all web content about the Kardashians. Oh. Look it up. It's called Card with a K.
All right. Very good. Thank you very much. Two winners. 866 to Elliot, 866 to Nick, 2468. I need a Capitals Sports fan. I have playoff tickets for you every day. Capitals fan, you will go see them take on the New York Rangers at Verizon Center. If you cannot go to the game tonight, do not call me right now. We'll have tickets tomorrow and Wednesday for Wednesday night. So if you can't make it tonight, let somebody else win them. Wizards fans, I have tickets for you. When they get home, games will be against the Hawks. 866-2-Elliot, 866-235-5468. Take two winners next. I need a Capitals fan and a Wizards fan. And we'll give you your tickets for the playoffs.
Elliot in the morning. There is a city where the dark without a fire.
There's a war. This is not a city or a job for nice guys.
But where there's evil, there is also hope.
Deserves to know I'm not gonna stop.
Legendary villains.
Call me the Queen of Gotham.
Epic hero.
Think you know what I'm capable of? I have no idea.
The Gotham season finale. Don't miss the last 5 minutes that will end. And all new the following tonight on Fox.
Tonight's Fox Richmond. TV 35, Cable 11, Digital.
Stay tuned for Fox News at 10. Richmond's full hour of local 8 breaking news.
Investigations.
First with tomorrow's headlines.
Police are still looking.
First with Richmond's most trusted weather forecast.
Tomorrow for strong thunderstorms.
The local news and weather you need from people you trust.
I'm Diane Walker. Thanks for joining us.
And at a better time, watch Fox News at 10. News at 10. Right for you. For news.
On sale now for Landmark Music Fest. 5 stages and all for a cause. The National Mall. With over 40, The Strokes, Alt J, Churches, Ben Howard, Chromeo, Drug, George Ezra, Nate, September 26th and the 27th in West Potomac, in D.C. Buy tickets and see fest.org. Presented by the Trust for the National Mall. Sponsored by Miller Lite.
If you've ever wanted a truly spectacular diamond ring, you'll want to visit Jared, the Galleria of Jewelry, this Thursday through Sunday. Through Sunday, when you purchase your diamond, receive up to a $1,000 reward toward the purchase of a beautiful diamond setting. Choose from thousands of diamonds and a ring created right here at Set in Diamond. This Thursday, the reward worth up to $1,000 only at Jared.
If you're a small business owner, how many hours are there in a day? Never enough. That's why at First Capital Bank, we're dedicated to helping small businesses succeed through a people for the ultimate in customer service. Your community-driven bank that offers you customized products and services designed to and your business run smoothly. To learn more, visit us online on capital.com. First Capital Bank.
Visit Oreo Sweet's favorite Oreo cookies for a chance to win a $500 gift card. No purchase necessary. Send at 11:15. See official rules at OreoSweets.com for details.
Whether it's work, play, or somewhere, it's all about internet speed. And when it comes to in-home Wi-Fi, Xfinity is fastest. With speeds up to 7 per second. That's up to faster than Fios. Yes, faster than Fios. Plus, Xfinity has more Wi-Fi. It's more reliable. And Xfinity gives you access nationwide. You don't get that with Fios. Fios talks. Xfinity delivers. Visit one to learn more. Or get started on Triple Play from Comcast for 89 months, 2 years, with X1D months. Plus, ask how you can get up to $200 back. Call 1-800-XFIOS. Offer ends 5/17/15. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. New starter accept Triple Play customers only. 2 year term commuter contract with early termination. Equipment taxes and fees, including broadcasting fees, extra subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply.
First National's luxurious Richmond apartments offer contemporary urban living with breathtaking views of the city and river. Details and move-in specials about First National Apartments.com or visit First National Apartments for a tour.
New Odor Eaters medicated powder with patient provides relief for foot irritation and controls odor and wetness. Its super activated formula destroys odor, absorbs sweat, and relieves Odor Eaters medicated powder. Stops the odor itch.
Inventory is everything. Product sitting on shelves is money sitting on shelves. Inventory is key. That's why I use KeepStock Solutions from Grainger. Keep just the right amount of inventory on hand. Can help keep the cost down. Can keep me a happy camper. What's the key to better inventory management? KeepStock Solutions. Get it? Got it? Good. Grainger.com/KeepStock for more information. Grainger. For the one.
Peace for Vets is asking listeners to donate new or used DVDs for the benefit of military veterans who otherwise cannot easily obtain them on their own. With limited Vets in Rehab can use what many of us take for granted every day. To donate new DVDs or to learn more about this work, go to DVDsForVets.org. That's DVDs, the number, Vets.org.
From the top of the Elliott in the Morning building, W10, WRXL, Richmond, this is the Morning Radio Network.
Wizards Hawks Saturday evening at Verizon Center. I have a pair of tickets for you to go to the game.
Okay, I'm there.
Can you hold tight 1 second for me? Kaylee will get some info from you and then look down here. Hi, Elliot in the Morning.
Hey, this is Ben.
Hey, how are you? Good. You ready for Caps Rangers game tonight?
Rock the red.
Hell yeah. All right, dude, so listen, you hold tight 1 second for me. Same thing. Kaylee's got to get some info. Get yourself a pair of tickets. Game 3 at Verizon Center.
Excellent.
So hold tight 1 second for I'll see you at Verizon Center. Keep in mind, tomorrow and Wednesday, I'll have tickets for you for Caps Rangers game 4 at Verizon. Then all week, you will get Wizards Hawks. Game 2 is tomorrow night in Atlanta. And then they will be home on Saturday for game 3. It's WashingtonWizards.com or WashingtonCaps.com to find out if there's any tickets available for you to go to the game. I will have more tickets for you. The Landmark Music Festival with the Strokes, Drake, Alt-J, Churches, and a whole bunch more. And I'll have more tickets for you to go to the Mayhem Festival. More tickets for you to see Rise Against, and like I mentioned, more playoff tickets. Now, assuming everything goes well, with all their crap thrown in a U-Haul and they can get it down to D.C. Hopefully they'll be in here tomorrow. I know that they do at the Rock and Roll Hotel tonight. So hopefully everything goes smoothly. They get down here. They do their show tonight and then they'll be here. But we'll update that during the course of the day. But I'm planning on them being in here tomorrow. So hopefully we'll have live music by ambassadors tomorrow. And then one more time, just wanted to thank everybody that we ran into over the weekend, whether it was at Keegan's on Friday, FD on Saturday, or Kerfuffle yesterday. Thanks to everybody who came out and was supporting us to run into everybody. All right, everybody have yourself a good, safe day. We will see everybody tomorrow. And see you soon.
Close another day. It's gone from us. It's done. It'll be back tomorrow. Celebrate. Ho, 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 ho.
So long, farewell. I'll meet her, say goodbye. I hate God. And leave us pretty side. Bye. Farewell. I'll meet her, say adieu.
Thank you.
See you.
He loves the cocaine.
see you.
WRXL HD1 Richmond.
And I'm hosting.
Here's your chance to hang for tons in Walla Walla, Washington. Text this keyword.
Right, let's go. First keyword of the week is free. F-R-E-E. Free. 45495. The keyword free. Win $1,000. Get to Walla Walla, Washington. The Gentleman of the Road stopover with Mumford & Sons and Foo Fighters.
In the warm water. And there is on the vine. Father, and that one's and there is mine. The roof fails in pavement, and there's a city of seven hills. The large debris flows to the ocean. So cruel when the black sun revolves around you. There is an answer to call, and there is hope within despair. Yeah.